Howard Show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Chinstrap to tell you more.
This Friday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show hits the Delmarva area at the Rusty Rudder, 113 Dickinson Street in Dewey Beach, Delaware. You've got to be 21 to get in. The show starts at 8. For information and directions, call 302-227-3888.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
We sing at the same time.
Okay.
Whoever's the loudest will win this phase.
Telephone.
All right, go ahead, Dennis.
You've been listening to Face the Nation.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
All right.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
All right. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why you don't know could fill a book?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome now, wearing his thorny crown, Son of God, Philip Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Phil has sent a statement.
Oh, Phil just sent a statement. Okay.
Yeah, he's proud to continue to be associated with 67 WJFK.
There you go.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Buck Fitch and all the ships at sea. To quote a great man, they'd like to F her blank. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Amen. You're quoting Tom Gavin, right?
A great man.
Right. Yep. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on Tuesday, May 15th. Mm-hmm. I won't trouble you with this long. But I've got to announce, anybody who lives in D.C., maybe you already know this. Another manhole exploded today, and this time...
It was a bad one.
This time, there were big-ass flames coming out of this manhole. Just remember, when this city is under siege, our nation's capital, where you heard it first.
Right.
I've been flipped out since the first time a goddamn manhole cover exploded.
Warm and them. This one, I mean, this really looked like a fiery auto wreck.
Did you see it with the cameras from the helicopters? Where they were flying over this area of Northwest D.C. today, and there were flames
right
shooting out of this manhole cover, which exploded. And everybody that they interview, every time a manhole cover explodes, they get someone from Pepco or Vepco on the phone, and they say, why is this happening? They go, I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know. Whoa, look at that. But this one with gas and everything. And the Orioles, thank you.
May I take a moment here very briefly at the beginning of the show to get some personal business out of the way?
Yes.
I would like to say,
Happy birthday to you.
It's not my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
It's not Bud's birthday.
No. Happy birthday, dear Laura.
Oh, her.
Happy birthday.
The other woman.
To you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy birthday, honey.
Very nice.
He loves you.
Daddy loves you.
He's just put more care and thought into that than anything you'll do in real life, right?
Ah, yeah. Yes, sirree. The thoughtful man continues. She told me today she doesn't like her birthday, so I'm trying to make it from that point. Once I receive that information, I'm good with that. I'm going to try to make it better. I don't think I've ever sung happy birthday to my wife on the air.
Very nice.
So I'm doing different things. That was so taxing.
It must be exhausting.
No, she said that to me today, and she was uptight last year, I remember, on her birthday. So hopefully she'll have a good birthday. I was telling you in the office, I did a little shopping, and that could go either way. I will let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
I will let you know. I won't let anybody else know.
Okay.
I'll let you know in the office.
I give you the
pre-show that we do in the office.
I give you a 50-50 on that.
I wouldn't take any more than that. We'll see what happens. We'll really see what happens. And I mean, I'm in a, you know, even if I'm getting politeness and lip service, I'll tell you if I think it didn't go.
Okay.
All right.
And incidentally, if you're wondering now, Mike's wife can legally purchase alcohol.
Oh,
that's great.
Finally. She's real excited. She's not a big drinker, but now to be able to actually walk into the liquor store and buy it, she's very, very, very excited. Almost as excited as she was when she got her license.
Today's the day when she can go into 7-Eleven and she can probably look at that sign that says, if you were born before this date,
sure,
May 15th.
Yeah, and she can actually, now she can come out to a Las Vegas-style show.
She's old enough.
She's old enough to get, you know. Some venues, it's been 18, but it's really good. She's real happy about that.
Of course she is. Well, my wife's birthday is not for another 2 or 3 weeks, but I think I already know what I'm getting my wife.
What will that be, Don?
A manhole cover.
Oh, yeah. That one today, don't they normally, isn't it supposed to be steam and expanding gas, and they go up and they come down and that's it? Today, there was tons of fire.
Fire? Smoke. Listen, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And I seem to be the only voice in the community who is afraid of this phenomenon. I mean, I don't read the newspapers from around the country and hear this happening in other cities.
You know, I was one of those people, I believe, when you were going on your tirade. I think I may have been one of the massive people that looked the other way, that maybe smirked a little bit at your incredible, what I believe to be, overreaction. But now,
my fear.
Suddenly, things are starting to happen. It's truly amazing.
Where did this one go?
In Georgetown.
In Northwest, in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorists. Gotta be terrorists.
It's
absolutely.
Always someone with you. It's always someone. And
I
what
didn't
group?
Say foreigners.
Yes,
I
you
didn't
probably
say did. Eastern European.
When you say terrorists, you mean Arabs.
I don't mean anything except terrorist people that are going to use this to try and take over our country.
It's just another group he can hate.
This is every...
Fearmonger?
No.
Hatemonger?
And it's starting because we're all a little nervous now.
Yeah. How would you feel if it was like the Michigan militia? You know, a bunch of white Americans.
I'd hate it. I hate all terrorists.
Oh.
That's not right.
Now, you'd hate it because it was them, or you would hate it?
No, I'd hate them.
Oh, good. See, that's good. It's nice to know that you're hating.
Let me hear you say that you could hate a white American.
I could absolutely. There's a lot of white Americans in this very building that I hate.
There you go. That was easy enough for him. But, you know, that was a cakewalk for him.
Yeah.
Not a difficult test at all. He really is an equal opportunity hater.
But these are getting more frequent. There's fire now. The terrorists are getting their act together, and I say run.
I think it's incompetency on somebody's part. I know that last year when the manhole covers first started exploding in D.C., they come up with these lame theories like that. Rats were eating out wires, and then they said, well, it's not the rats. It's because it's 25 degrees outside, and the water lines are freezing, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, not today. It's 70 degrees outside, and
this
happening.
Was a big black smoke fire. This was a huge fire.
Two explosions, actually, and about 500 people were without power. Half of them still don't have electricity, and the Pepco says they just inspected this particular manhole cover in March. And
well, I'm ready to hop on your bandwagon. Really am. I'm ready to really... Rob, I'm not sure I want to go the terrorist route, but I know they haven't figured it out.
I don't think it's terrorists. I think it's incompetence.
They don't know. They're letting them slide. Nobody's really...
Pressing them.
You know, pressing them. And now, you know, I am legitimately into this now. I really am, because it is... you know, everybody's just throwing their hands up in the air and saying, what the hell?
How about we compromise and say it's incompetent terrorists? Because they're not doing a great job. They're just doing
right.
it.
And now when it gets covered on the news, it's just like, and oh, yes, incidentally, before we go to Steve and the Weather Center, another manhole cover blew up today. We got a giant fire in Georgetown. Hey, I hear it's going to be 70 degrees and sunny today, Steve.
Yeah, nobody's going to do, you know, you won't have the I-team race out and really do some journalism.
Here's the power company's defense. They say New York has thousands of these every year.
I've not heard about them.
I guess it's just not news in New York anymore.
I've not seen them. Well, I doubt that, Buzz.
I'm just telling you what they doubt
that the manhole covers in New York are exploding and giant tongues of flame are coming out of them, and it's getting no play in New York City.
What it is a huge explosion under the street.
Yeah, two explosions.
I mean, they're really lucky that, you know, people aren't hurt. I'm amazed.
True. And if you're counting, and I'm probably the only person that's counted, in the last 6 months... This is the 11th manhole cover that has been blown.
11?
The 11th.
About right, yeah.
The Buzz.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I'm anal about something. No, I keep a little notepad.
Ah.
It's 11 manhole covers that have exploded in Washington, D.C.
11 with no one being injured.
Yeah.
And so it's only a matter of time.
Thank goodness. That's when people will care. You know, when some guy gets clonked on the head with one of those manhole covers coming down.
Was anybody close to this one? Did anybody rave out? We haven't heard anybody really raving out about it.
No, people said they thought it was a car bomb when it first went off. But other than that, nobody was injured. No one was arrested.
All right, people don't care. Just remember where you heard it here first. Mm-hmm. I was afraid when the first one happened, okay?
Well, what the hell are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? I'm looking to you now. You were the one that said panic about this. I'm panicked now. What are we going to do to solve this problem?
Do what I do, Mike. Retreat to the suburbs.
Ah, yes, yes.
Never go downtown.
Okay.
Never. I'm never going to go down to D.C. again.
Done.
Never go to downtown D.C. again.
Now, you said a long time ago you would never set foot in the MCI Center.
I never did.
And you never have. Now, you're never going to go down. You're not going to be able to live up to that one.
I'm lying about that.
Yeah.
But I have never been to the MCI Center. Never have I been there.
Maybe you have like a special exemption where Tommy Giacomo comes out and drives you in.
Because when they built this arena downtown for the basketball team and for the hockey team, they made it out like they're doing us a gigantic favor by building this arena where they're going to charge $70 to see a hockey game, and you got to pay $25 to park your car. And, you know, I said, please, they're not doing us any favors.
No, they're not. No.
They're getting rich from us. And I said 3 years ago when the place opened, I'd never go.
And you didn't.
And I've never walked into the MCI Center.
True.
Never.
You know, it's amazing. You've never gone to a basketball game?
Uh-uh.
Well, you're gonna be tested next year, my friend.
Oh, with Michael Jordan?
Yes, you
Please,
are.
Please, I got a TV set. I'll watch him on the TV.
You're gonna be tested when somebody comes up with those tickets.
You'll see. I've had the chance to go this year.
Gold seats?
I got offered gold seats when, well, not a great team, like the Milwaukee Bucks were here or something like that.
Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks against the Washington Nobody Wizards.
Well, the Milwaukee Bucks are a good team. They might win the championship.
He's going to bring in Sir Charles. He's going to be newly in shape. Tight sphincters.
Well, I don't know.
Dennis Rodman, maybe?
No, Rodman ain't coming back. And no, I've never, but listen, anyway, the MCI thing's different than I will continue to go to D.C., to the DMZ in D.C.
Very good.
But please, somebody, find out what the hell's going on with these manhole covers, okay? Next week, you know what? We're going to be in New York next week, and I think we'll send Rob or Lisa out on the street to do some interviews to find out if, in fact, manhole covers have ever exploded.
Yeah, we could ask New Yorkers if you've ever been near an exploding manhole cover.
Really? Because I have never heard of it happening anywhere except here. It's a phenomenon.
And they seek out old people, people that have been in the city for a number of years.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Well, then Rob will do the interviews, if it's with old people.
Right.
Excuse me.
Rob has a special relationship with the elderly.
Old man, let me ask you a question.
I have a question for you, old-timer. Been near an exploding manhole cover?
Now, we're going to be in New York next week. We're going to be up at WNAW Tuesday and Wednesday. And on one of those days, either next Tuesday or next Wednesday, we're going to play for the first time ever from New York, strip trivia.
Yay.
In our studio with New Yorkers. Now, the problem is that we're on tape delay on WNAW. You hear the show at night instead of hearing it live.
So we haven't nailed down our New York schedule yet. Is that right?
What, as far as which day we're playing?
Yeah, which day we're going to be up there. Have we heard from Ms. Remini yet?
We have taken Ms. Remini out of the equation. We are going to be in New York on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to call her on today's show.
Oh, dear.
To try to get an answer from her once and for all.
Oh, dear.
Because...
Oh, that's sad.
Well, listen, we can't...
I know
we can't revolve our lives around a TV star.
I understand. I'm very disappointed, though. I thought by today, we certainly would have heard from her.
Well, she allegedly is going to be in New York on Monday.
Right.
To go on, the Big Bird show.
Right.
And we've not heard back from her yet. Charlie, why don't you try to wrestle Leah up, and we can see if we can get through this right in the front part of the show.
But, yeah, because otherwise we're going to be all wobbly.
Our plans are we're going to be in New York Tuesday and Wednesday. So anyway, let me get to the point of this. If you're listening to us tonight... Tonight. On WNEW, and you'd like to play strip trivia, we need at least five girls and at least five guys.
Right.
Cash prizes for the top three contestants.
Big money.
And if you're interested in playing, please send us an email with your phone number, and we will contact you on the show.
Can they attach a photo?
If they like.
Because you can do that with that wacky email.
Yeah. If you like.
Sure. If you have a digital camera.
Of course, they could post a photo of Cindy Crawford and say it was them.
Well, there are certainly plenty of, room. There's plenty of room for the honor system not to work during this, but we're just going to have to take our chances.
So if you're listening to us tonight on NEW and you'd like to play Strip Trivia with us next week in studio, one of our most popular games.
Ask Pete Johnson if he's ready to play.
And send an email. Oh, Pete will be involved in some way in the game.
Good. Very good.
I mean, Pete won't be getting naked.
Of course not.
But Pete's going to be involved.
I know you're disappointed, Rob.
Maybe after the show, Rob.
Yeah,
you can get Pete naked. So if you want to get involved, here's what you do. Send us an email to striptrivia@AOL.com.
Very good.
Cool. Okay? We'll try to remember to give that address out plenty of times during the show.
Striptrivia@AOL.com.
Right, and then we'll contact you back, and of course we're expecting, the avalanche of fake emails from everybody around the country. We'll try to find the real ones from people in New York who want to play Strip Trivia with us next week on the show.
Should be very exciting.
Yeah. So again, that's striptrivia@AOL.com.
We encourage your participation.
Right, and that's just for people in New York. Now, about Leah Remini, here's a reason that I think... Now, I'm going to go in a couple of different directions here about Leah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I jumped the gun on that. It's been top of mind, the Leah Remini thing,
About why I think she should blow off Big Bird and continue her association exclusively with this show to promote King of Queens.
Good.
Because the TV networks have come out with their new fall schedules.
Right.
Now... Her show, King of Queens, is going to be on in the fall against The Weakest Link on NBC and on ABC, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, that's their powerhouse game show lineups on both networks, and it's a formidable opponent for King of Queens.
Now, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I've also got to say this, is definitely on its last legs. I know I predicted it would be off the air this past January, but they're cutting it down from four nights a week to two nights a week,
right.
And one night of the two every week is going to be celebrities.
Right. Yeah, that shows that they're I think they are running out of gas.
They're running out of gas, but either way, the research is showing that the only people who still watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire are old people, right?
Yeah, what's it down to, two nights a week in the fall?
Yeah, down from four.
And then eventually it'll be down to one night. And it might have a good long run at one night a week.
Yeah, and that one night could be Monday night, and they target old people, and old people watch CBS, so that could be competition for Leah. Mm-hmm. So it would be a good reason for her to re-up with us to get good publicity for her show.
And a good reason for King of Queens to get Ann Mara onto the cast.
There are a couple of TV notes from the networks that I love today. Now, I never watch the WB.
Right.
I never watch anything. I know, Buzz, you're a big WB fan.
No, just Buffy. Just Buffy.
Well, don't you watch Angel?
Sometimes. Yeah, because that's a companion show.
Uh-huh.
It's a spinoff.
Well... They announced plans for a show that they're going to air in the fall called Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
Smallville. Do you know what that's about, Mike?
No, I don't.
That's where Superman grew up when he was a kid.
Really?
Smallville. So the show is going to be when Clark Kent first found out that he had superpowers.
So is it going to be a show about a little kid that's got superpowers?
No, like a teenage. Like right before he goes to college. That age, Clark Kent.
So this is going to be... sort of a modernized, like similar to a Lois and Clark type of thing?
I think so.
Yeah, for
now,
teenagers.
I don't know if they're going to show like when he figures out that he gets his first
boner.
Oh, I'm sure you'll see that on network television.
Where, you know, he figures out he's Superman.
Will he have the suit?
I think it's going
to... I know that's very important to you.
If he doesn't have the suit, I'm not watching.
there you go.
I'm pretty sure that it's going to be Superman discovers his powers and Ma Kent gives him the suit that she made from the blankets that were in the rocket ship from Krypton.
Does Ma Kent have any powers?
Ma Kent has no powers. Oh, well, she's great in bed.
What about Hillel or whatever the...
Kal-El is...
Kal-El's Marlon Brando, right?
No, Jor-El. Jor-El is the dad. Kal-El is the Superman.
Shortstop for the Orioles.
No, that's Cal Ripken. Kal-El is Superman's Kryptonian name.
So it's just it's an alias for Superman.
Yes, his dad's name is...
Is Jor-El.
Jor-El.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and of course the talk show host, Montel.
Yeah, Montel. So I'm excited. You know, I like anything Superman. Right. I'm excited about the Smallville. And then I'm pissed off, because I'm getting all this literature about what the networks are doing this fall. And have you heard about The Sopranos? Now listen to this.
Oh, yes.
The show is going to end Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
The show just went on in March. It's May, and it's already going to be over. The first season that The Sopranos was on, it started in January. The second season, they started in...
March?
In March.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the second season maybe in February. What's
February?
What? Maybe it was February. Maybe it was the end of February. I thought it was, yeah.
What is this, the second or the third season?
This is the third season.
End of the third season.
No. Yeah, so the first season was January. Then it was February.
In March.
This year it started in March.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced, because David Chase is so tired, that the new season of The Sopranos will not begin until April of 2002.
11 months.
It ain't that good, guys.
At the earliest.
It ain't that good that they need... You know, I would have agreed if the show kept its incredible quality. It's a decent television show, but it's not so good that you... It's silly. It's like, you know, HBO has a reputation, and I like this reputation, of letting talent go where they want to go and do what they want to do. And I think in this case, they're letting... Yeah, they're letting the tail wag the dog, and I think it's ridiculous.
So you get your last episode of The Sopranos this Sunday night, and then you have to wait almost...
A year.
A year.
That's stupid.
For the new episodes. And the reason is that David Chase doesn't want to work this summer.
Yeah, but of course, you'll get 750,000 episodes of Arliss.
Of course.
You know, Arliss will be all over that. That's what's going to happen.
Did you see the ad for Arliss before The Sopranos on Sunday night?
Yeah, Arliss sucks.
Yeah, I know. But they're making it out like Arliss is a popular show.
I get that.
And Arliss, you know, Arliss, listen, it comes on at the same time every year, and they make about 1,000 episodes of Arliss a year as opposed to like...
Well, you see, there's a period of time, and I think it's coming up. It's right after The Sopranos goes off the air. There's a period of time where all you get on HBO is Arliss.
Well, the only good show on HBO is going to be Sex and the City.
Right.
But what they'll do with Sex and the City is they screw you with it with Sex and the City. If you'll pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start the first night like with two new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll give you another new episode.
Right.
Then you go like 4 weeks without a new episode. And to keep you interested, they'll say tonight,
Sex and the City
is a repeat. But a brand new Arliss.
Arliss!
They ever have any problem cranking out the garbage like Arliss.
Yeah, and I hope they you know, as much as we've made fun of Billy Crystal, I hope they continue to make movies like 61, because I watched 61 and I thought it was fantastic, and I hope that they continue to make... You know, HBO can make movies that almost approach feature film quality.
Oh, listen, hold on a second. If 61 was in the theaters...
Right.
No one would go to see it.
But it's not, you know, it's not in the theaters. What I'm saying is it's better than I expected it would be. And there have been some movies that they make for HBO that are fairly decent movies.
They're good TV movies.
Yeah, they're better than, like, the NBC movie of the week.
Yes.
You know, and I'll take that for HBO.
It's a step above that. Yeah. But I've heard some people saying that 61 is the greatest thing. And please, I mean, if you had to pay $8 to go see that, you would burn the theater down on your way out. You really would.
I don't know why I like 61 so much. Maybe it's because I'm a baseball fan, but it was pretty... I thought the actors were unbelievably well cast.
I watched it, and I thought it was...
I thought it was...
Enjoyable.
Well, I thought right from the bat that it was going to be really just a total puff piece, and there was enough reality in it where I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was all right viewing.
Right.
But it's not like theatrical quality.
I think Billy Crystal is a brilliant young director.
Please.
Shut up. God.
Oh, God.
You don't want this guy.
This guy. You know, it takes a lot. When you think of the team he's talking about right there, the team he's profiling, which is, you know, the team that I have been, the mortal enemy of any Red Sox fan, I thought it was entertaining.
You don't want this guy.
But Arliss is the show we can all agree on. Oh, Arliss, yeah. They are missing the boat. Someone is telling them Arliss is good. Arliss should be taken off the air.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hey, is this me?
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, that's wacky. Calling about Smallville.
Yeah.
Read a review of the script for the pilot, and apparently it's not going to include the suit at all. It's going to be more like, teenager with superpowers, how does he deal with it kind of thing.
Well, then I'm not watching.
Yeah, and what's really wacky is it's supposed to have Lois Lane in it.
He went to school with Lana Lang.
Exactly. Not Lois Lane. So it's like they're taking lots of real liberties with the whole Superman.
He had like green stuff coming out of his eyes going,
He's never had green stuff. He only has green stuff coming out of his thing.
No, I thought he had green stuff like when he's your X-ray vision there.
No, your X-ray vision there, that's kind of a white color. And when he has his heat vision,
I thought it was coming out of the other place. It's a white color.
No.
It's superpowers.
No, out of there, that's where the green stuff comes out. That's what I'm theorizing.
You know what you really ought to do?
What?
You ought to take some of your hard-earned money that you have saved over the years. You ought to bankroll the first Superman porno. Yeah, I've never heard anybody talk about it as much as you do. And you could really, I think you've always wanted to see Superman, in a cartoon porno like Fritz the Cat.
It's a great concept. I mean, for a long time, do you remember last summer when I got on my kick with what happened if Superman really was the bang Lois Lane?
Yeah, it was disturbing, really, the way you were talking. I mean, you would talk about, like, blowing her in two and stuff like that.
He would blow a hole clean through her. I mean, and if Lois Lane was to perform oral on Superman to completion, he would decapitate.
Well, see, I think you talk about that, but now that I'm thinking of it, you can't. Even in a triple X-rated movie, I don't think you could do it
in a cartoon, though.
Well, I think you might. Well, but it would have to be
on cable.
But I think it would be too disturbing, even if you really had happen.
It would be funny.
Like, you know, the carcass of the cartoon Lois Lane.
No, you show Superman.
Would she be able to recover?
Well, no. You see, Superman would never have sex with Lois Lane. He'd have to have sex with Bims.
Oh.
Like, Superman would be walking around Metropolis one day, and he'd be going, oh, God, I'm so horny. God, I'm so horny. And he'd, like, just pick this chick up, and he'd fly her somewhere.
Well, see, what you wouldn't be able to get the graphic nature. It would have to be where she gets sent out of Earth's orbit. You know, when she's having sex with, as soon as Superman goes, oh, like that, she all of a sudden you'd see her like going off to the moon.
Well, you see, there's where you would take a little liberal license. Probably, if you played just the letter of the law, yes, she would be shot into orbit.
Right.
For the purposes of the show, though, you would just see a giant hole form around her midsection.
God.
Or if he in her mouth.
Do you ever think about how dark that really is?
No!
That's weird, man.
You should.
Come on! Do you know that's one of the theme of all the years I've been working? That right there is one of the weirdest, darkest things that comes out of your mouth.
You know, seriously, since I was a kid, I've thought about what it would... Yes, about what it would be like for Superman to have sex. And that if... First off,
you're probably not the only one that's had those thoughts.
No. I think if Superman was to an orgasm, I think he would rip her open. He's the man of steel. Imagine his penis.
But he's gentle with his power. He doesn't damage sidewalks when he walks.
Yeah, Superman can walk down the street.
However,
even when he's Superman, he can walk up to a vending machine and he can put a quarter in and get out a sandwich or something like that.
But what man... okay, but what man at the point of geekdom
that you've got a point.
You lose control there.
If you're talking about all the other stuff, he's got total control.
All right, so maybe if he's going to have sex with a girl, maybe he
shows off by using, you know, that method. You know, he shows, well, let's go. I don't know how far we can go talking about this, but maybe he just shows off because when it's time, when the moment comes, so to speak, you know, he, like, knocks out jets out of the sky or something like that.
No, listen, Superman eventually doesn't want to pull out.
But he'd have to. Because otherwise
he wouldn't.
He'd be committing murder.
Okay.
Superman would have a serious discussion about this.
Superman, in my world, would find women.
No.
He would. No, listen. Here's
he doesn't
he
does. Do that.
He would find women who are dreadfully ill. and this would be the last favor that Superman would give these women.
Yeah, your script just got rejected.
To have sex with these women. He would go around the country to hospitals. And, well, like, you know who'd be a perfect candidate?
Who?
Nikki Taylor. Okay?
Oh, God.
She's like the perfect candidate, right?
Oh, my God.
If she takes a turn for the worse, Superman flies in and says to her family.
It's warm in here now, isn't it? I'll tell you that right now.
Superman flies in and he says, listen, she's had a wonderful life. She does.
She's doing better, though, isn't she?
A little. She can point to a message board.
Oh, good. All right.
All right. Well, let's say that, you know, she takes a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
As Superman flies in, whoosh,
yeah,
sweeps her off her feet, says to the family, listen, she's going to be leaving here soon, but I promise her last few moments will be like nothing she's ever experienced before. Then he takes her up to a mountaintop somewhere and just bangs her.
You thought about this a lot when you were a kid?
I think about it a lot now. 42 years old.
It's interesting.
I think about it a lot. Sure, Superman having sex.
Uh-huh.
He's got, you know.
But Superman is all good. So Superman doesn't do anything bad, and that would be very bad if he did that.
But think about his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Superman. At some point underneath all the goodness, there's a man there. He was raised by humans. He's lived in our human society since he was a boy and he was in that little rocket ship.
What's your point?
My point is that after a while you get immersed in the society that you're in. You assimilate into the society that you're in. And even though, yes, he's good and he fights for evil and, you know, against evil and he fights for the American way, the whole time he's being bombarded by the constant images in our society of sex. And even though he's a good-hearted man, he's got to wonder what it would be like to...
So you're saying no matter how good he is, at some point he would come around to your way of thinking and commit rape and murder?
No. Listen, first off, it wouldn't be rape because it would be the women would consent to it. He would not. Superman would never just find a woman and sexually attack her.
No, right?
He would never do that.
So it'd be consensual sex that would result in
bye-bye. And the girls would know that.
They would know that they were going to...
Sure. And I bet there are some women...
This gets more fascinating every time we take these plot twists.
Some women...
These wacky, crazy poses.
Some women who would take the chance. It's much like Buzz's favorite singer from NXS.
Asphyxiation.
Autoerotic.
Right. Asphyxiation.
He knew when he had sex and he put that plastic bag over his head that there was a chance that he could buy the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So you say to these girls, you know, hey, listen, hi, I'm Superman. I'd really like to lay you... You know, there's a pretty good chance if you...
Wow.
Superman is just a man, flesh and bone.
Like the Pope?
Just like the Pope.
What about a condom that's made with just a trace of kryptonite? Just a trace.
Uh-uh. Couldn't do it.
No?
You can't just put just a trace of kryptonite on Superman.
No.
Although you might be able to use, like, red kryptonite or yellow kryptonite. There are different varieties of kryptonite.
Yeah, wasn't there a kryptonite that just made him normal?
Yeah, there might have been. It might be white kryptonite. There are like all these different varieties of kryptonite.
You use white kryptonite, you keep him out of the big house.
Ah, that's right.
All right, well, maybe...
Whenever he had those urges, he'd just have to go for the white kryptonite.
But like Viagra, except it would be white kryptonite.
That's disappointing, though, isn't it?
But kryptonite is made of stone. How do you make a condom out of...
No, you got
a condo made of stoner.
Grind it into powder. Put the powder in the plastic. In the latex.
Okay.
He could just put it in the room. Like, he could have it in a lead box by his bed.
An incense burner.
He began to have coitus.
What if he had, like, a little... if he had a little in his wallet, would that get through to him? You know, like you have a...
No, it would have to be a lead wallet.
A lead wallet?
Yeah. Or is it...
Well, he's Superman. He can carry a lead wallet.
He can't see through lead.
But also, kryptonite doesn't go through lead. Remember, that's where Luthor had it in the movie, and Superman opened the box, and it had the kryptonite thing.
And he was like,
Kryptonite doesn't what?
Doesn't go through lead.
It doesn't go through lead?
Powers don't.
Right.
Powers don't. I'm sorry, Buzz.
The amazing powers of kryptonite don't go through lead.
Right.
Well, I think this production might be put on the back burner for a while.
Well, it's difficult to resolve the plot.
It's simple. White kryptonite, lead box, nightstand.
I think we have the perfect solution here. You make a cartoon version of it. You know, where it's, all right, so maybe you don't see the graphic stuff. Maybe it's like, you know, you just see Superman pull down his pants. And he's just, boom, and then next thing you know, gets fired off into space.
Yeah, that's the cartoon version. I think. And then, now you got a film.
Yeah.
Now you got a film there.
Superman gets laid. Right.
Yeah, the whole thing would be the sexual conquest of Superman.
That would be a snuff film, though.
No, because if you did it, as you just said, if you did it cartoon-like, it would be, you know, whoa! And maybe you could have an entire planet inhabited by women that have had sex with Superman.
Well, how could you have that? Because they'd be dead after they had sex.
No, but I say you change that. You don't have it where, you know,
it's a plan like where the girls are like...
they're shot out of a cannon.
Right. So they all go to this other planet.
And it's like, hey, how's Superman doing down there? And then, you know, anybody ever wants to go back to Earth, they have Superman come up to the moon, and then he shoots him back down to Earth.
So, like, with the girls, like, would they have giant scars on their abdomen?
No, I don't think you're going to get the scars.
Cartoon scars.
Well, I don't think you're going to get
giant
your wish.
Giant cartoon scars around their jaw where Superman blew their jaw off.
No, see, I know. You can't have it. You can't have it that way.
We're trying to have you let go of the violence.
But
the injury.
It's not violence. It's love, Buzz.
Well,
it's Superman's love.
Only up to a point.
I didn't think I'd be more disturbed by this conversation. now it's safe. It's not violence. It's love.
Well, we're
that's scary.
We're talking about Superman.
Right?
Yeah. We're not talking about a regular dude. We're talking about Superman. If Superman was... Listen, it is a given that if Superman was to have sex with a normal woman, if he was to have sex to completion, something bad would happen to her. She might not be killed, but something bad would happen to her.
There are a lot of arguments one could make in the Superman discussion that he could control himself even in that area. Even with that involuntary motion, he could control himself.
At that
he's
moment...
He's Superman. He's... You say he's Superman. I say...
When the kettle pot is about to boil over... Any man, I don't care if he's from Krypton, if he's from Mars, if he's from Earth...
Right.
At that moment... That you could go to that man, you could say, your house is burning down.
Right.
Your house is being looted, and that man would just go, okay.
Not if he took lessons from Sting.
That whole thing, that's way overblown, too.
Now, while you're talking about involuntary reflexes, do you think Superman has killed anybody by sneezing on them?
See, that's the question.
It's not.
You know, that if he sneezes...
How do you know he hasn't?
He sneezed, doesn't he? In one of those movies, hasn't he sneezed?
Don't you? Excuse me, Lois.
You would almost have to have.
I think he might have. It was a perfect gesture for him.
Superman could kill someone if he farted. I mean, if you really want to take it that far.
That can happen in this room.
Right?
I think we'd be up to the task.
Yeah.
I think we could challenge Superman.
Okay. Well, this is just my thought. I've always wondered about Superman having sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you're going to have to do is take your childhood fantasies that you had about the scars and holes in stomachs and stuff like that and actually turn it into something where, you know, where there's maybe a... Shots of,
flying through space.
Nobody really gets hurt.
Lighten it up a couple
times. You like it? You lighten it up. You won't enjoy it as much, but you can lighten it up.
You know what? You can put the one you want on the DVD.
You can put the one on the DVD and, like, sell it down in Times Square.
But when the girls get shot into space, you know, when you get shot into space, I don't have to tell you guys this, you can't go, whoa! When you get shot into space, it's like, your body fries up and there's nothing left.
Now we're talking about cartoon reality here. People get shot into space in cartoons all the time and they go around the Earth and they don't burn up.
My cartoon would be a mixture of reality and cartoon.
I know where you want to go. You want deaths.
No, I don't want deaths.
Well, that sounds like there's no way we can talk you out of it.
The women can survive. They can survive.
Hideously disfigured.
They must survive.
A planet of, you know, it's just, there's just no reasoning with you on this.
How about after he kills them?
He flies into outer space after he makes love to them.
After he loves them to death, he flies into orbit, makes the Earth revolve the other way, and brings them back.
Brings him back to life.
Like he did with Lois in the first Superman movie.
No, that's a jip. You know, and I got pissed off.
Well, thank you for your attempt at the art of compromise.
I thought
it would be nice.
I thought it would be, you know, actually that way, but then, I don't think so.
Well, then every episode would end the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Superman having sex with a woman.
We're going to make this episodic now.
I didn't realize
this is not going to be a feature film.
Series.
Yeah, this is going to be on the Snuff Channel.
It's a serial.
It's a weekly cereal. Oh, Superman has sex.
Weekly cereal, then you're going to have to shoot them into space.
Yeah.
And they live and without disfigurement.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just going to have to get my backing from someone else.
Okay.
Someone else who has my vision of Superman.
I'm sorry to pull out of the project.
That's okay. That's all right, Mike.
I'm also going to be calling the authorities.
I'm talking about Superman.
And you can dig it.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Only talking about Superman. John Superman.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm excited about the new Superman TV show, but I'm not excited if he doesn't wear the suit.
Will you give it a try, even if he doesn't wear the suit?
No. I don't care, because to me, that was the thing. That's the only reason I watched Lois and Clark was...
His mom made his first suit, didn't she?
Yeah.
He should have one as a kid.
Which is something that always bugged me, too, that Superman's suit is indestructible, yet his mom was able to sew it using a regular needle and thread.
You know, not being a regular, reader of comic books and a follower of Superman, I got to tell you guys, the Superman discussions always fascinate me. I love it.
They're great, aren't they?
I love this, you know, because I figure you can kind of catch up, you know. You can dive into the Superman discussion, because it's not difficult stuff to follow here.
No, everybody knows Superman.
It seems to me he should have a suit if they're going to do a show about Superman, the young Kal-El, correct?
Yeah, Clark Kent, actually.
Clark Kent, they should have a suit. I bet he has a suit.
I think in the history of Superman that his mom made him the suit when he was like a young teenager.
Right.
Out of the blankets, out of the rocket that he crashed to Earth with.
Right. And isn't he, I mean, Batman aside, isn't he the definitive original real superhero?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. He's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know the story about when he was a little baby and he went out and he lifted the car off the guy.
One-handed.
Yeah, he said, look, Mommy, look at me. And that's when they figured out that something was going on with their kid.
Right.
I mean, you could do a funny show about Super Baby. That wouldn't involve sex at all.
No.
You still have to involve him hurting people, though, because the Super Baby...
Changing a diaper, especially if it's a boy. I know I have two daughters, but I know when you're changing a baby and a boy will occasionally spray you. And if you were sprayed, you'd just be going, ay-yee!
That would be like shot with acid in the face.
And you know...
Put Pa Kent's eye out.
Well, you know, a baby has those involuntary reactions and, you know, a right cross to the jaw. Knock your head clean off. Mm-hmm.
And what about Superman's diarrhea when he was a baby? I mean, if it comes out of his bottom with the force.
Well, when we get to that subject, we have to consider the fact that when Superman was Clark Kent, well, of course, if he's a baby, he doesn't know when he has his superpowers.
Right.
So it would be super poop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super baby.
Boy, that'd be incredible.
You'd never be able to go anywhere with him.
You could never let him play with other kids.
No.
You could never let him play with other kids or play with the dogs or anything.
Yeah, he'd go he'd be walking, as soon as he was born.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be walking and...
He'd be flying as soon as he was born.
Right. Yeah. But flying in an involuntary way, like babies do.
Uncontrolled.
You know, legs, arms, everywhere. You know?
He's just flying around it. But the problem with Super Baby is when he would run into the wall, it's not like he would bounce back down. He would just go through the wall.
Yep.
You know, Ma and Pa Kent would go outside and go, look, Super Baby, be like, call him a dog back. They didn't want, Super Baby, please, come on back, Clark.
And the Super Baby crying, you know, for all of us parents that have been up in the middle of the night.
Right.
It would be like an air raid siren.
Yeah, and you'd have the glass in the house break. All right.
Hey, listen, forget about Super Baby nursing.
Hey, I have a question, though.
Doesn't Superman control his powers? So maybe when he's a baby, he's not able to tap into his powers.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe the reason that the little kid could lift the car up is because he was old enough to be able to process that to tap into his superpowers.
In the comic, though, he had a diaper on. Mm-hmm. When he was out lifting up the car.
I'm wearing a diaper now.
Okay. All right.
Here you go.
Well, that's just my dream someday. I mean, they can come out with Lois and Clark and Smallville, but someday I want to see the real Superman, what really happened. Because he's a horny guy.
Yeah.
He's really got to be so horny. I mean,
we can be serious about it, though.
He's been Superman for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. If we can be serious, and I know we've been lighthearted about it. I pray to God we've been lighthearted about it.
Well, you've been lighthearted.
when he's doing that, isn't he always not Superman? When he's, involved in sexual situations, isn't he always not being Superman? He's being Clark Kent?
No, he's married to Lois now.
He's married to Lois, but I mean, Lois doesn't make love to Superman. Lois makes love to Clark Kent.
No, Lois really loves Superman.
Well, she loves Superman, but he doesn't have the superpowers turned on when he makes love to her.
Have they made love? I don't think he can turn them on or turn them off.
Yeah, it's always on.
And I don't know if... I don't read the comic books
well,
enough.
Of course, I mean, I'm doing... Maybe it's because I am so naive in the world of Superman that I asked this question. Of course he can turn his powers on and off. When he's Clark Kent and he goes over to the water cooler to pour a drink or something, he doesn't destroy the water cooler.
No, you're right.
You know, he only summons his superpowers when he wants to fight crime and evil.
Or get laid. I'd also like to see the Superman who goes to the Daily Planet. And you'll like this because this involves no killing at all.
Okay.
But I would just like to see the Superman who just... moves his glasses down a little bit, mm-hmm. and just checks out all the chicks naked.
Yes, that'd be good.
You know, because that's something...
I think that'd be a very interesting...
That wouldn't Superman do that?
I would think so.
Right.
Well, though, I get back to the original core of the being. But Superman is a good doer.
Yeah. Superman.
No doubt.
There's man.
Superman.
No. Superman.
Super
Man.
Just remember, you can't spell Superman without sperm.
Oh.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Another day. Well, you know, the good news is, once this show comes on TV, pretty much every week I'll be able to come on and have this same discussion with you.
This is true.
They don't bother. And I don't know why I bother. I'm talking about a freaking cartoon character.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a real...
Crazy me.
I'm not talking about a real dude. I'm just talking about Superman.
I'm nuts.
You are.
I am.
You are.
I'm cuckoo.
What, you saying I'm crazy? No.
Don't fist yourself, pimple ass.
Hold on. You know, we took off the cuckoo sound, right? That's the sound I was going for. We used to have the cuckoo.
Say, it's a wild discussion, man.
Okay, listen, let's clear the line.
Wow.
At 877-365-3636. Here's the sound I was trying to play. That's it. That's the one I was searching for. Oh, you know, we're so close to having a winner with a secret sound, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such a dope. I've given the answer away.
I'm amazed it's taken this long since you gave that hint.
And we had a couple of players, at least yesterday, who didn't get it.
Right.
So if you've got it, call us now. Be the 100th call through at 877-365-3636, and good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Sultans of Funk, Don and Mike.
I apologize. We were just told that much of the discussion about Superman was deleted out.
Oh.
I'm talking about Superman.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a real guy.
Superman.
All right, well, someday I'll lecture and give my theories on what would happen if Superman had sex with a normal girl.
All right.
Where I could do it at an uncensored forum. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if I was caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Derek Schwartz.
Where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
My friend, you won the WWF Judgment Day prize pack from Comcast, Cox Cable, WWF Judgment Day, in demand in your home Sunday night at 8 p.m. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
The wrestling.
Thank ye.
Now, are you ready to go for $500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you know the sound?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, anybody want to get a side bet going on this?
I say not a chance.
I say he doesn't have it either. Buzz?
Same here, no chance.
Robbie?
No, not this one.
Oh, boy, the odds are against you, sir.
Good luck.
Hello.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, prove us wrong, and you win $500, a common everyday sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Louis Armstrong.
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The common everyday sound. Nothing to do with Superman, having sex with girls. If we do win the money, it's from Main Street Idol.
No, I'm the
sky.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
I said sing like Louis Armstrong. It didn't have to be a Louis Armstrong song.
I thought we were going
to
get that dumb,
It's a Wonderful World.
Gotta shake it up once in a while.
For $500. Robbie, give us a timpani, please.
All righty.
Gotta have a timpani, because this guy's confident.
High drama.
Long timpani.
For $500. What is that sound?
Are they tire chains?
Yeah, buddy.
No.
Oh, no.
And the money is safe until the next go-round.
Sorry, sir.
All right. No, all right, thanks a lot.
It's not tire chains, but thank you, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Some people are just right. Always thinking about tire chains.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Keep ye from slipping.
We do want to welcome a new station that joined the network, I guess, a couple of days ago in Tallahassee, Florida.
Ah, fantastic. Another affiliate in Florida.
And I understand that it's a station that has actual ratings.
Good.
So why they'd be picking this show up, I don't know.
Normally there has to be a challenge.
But it's radio station WTAL.
Is it a AM station?
Of course it is, Mike. Of course, why even ask?
I you know, I'm going to stop asking because I always get the same answer.
Yes, WTAL, AM 1450.
So now we can say from Tallahassee to Fort Myers.
Right, you got it. So that's the new station, and welcome to them down in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, I do have Leah Remini's number. I'm going to try her in just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to wait a second.
All right.
Before I try her. I'd like to get my child bride on the phone for a second to tell you about something we're doing this weekend.
Something exciting?
No, I think it's damned exciting. I think it's goddamned exciting.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Well, hi, my boo.
And incidentally, you know, my wife was all pissed at me yesterday. And she's pissed at me mainly because I did that thing on her computer when she gets mail, where she gets the Pete Johnson thing.
Right. Still getting it?
I fixed it.
No. But you know what she did to my computer now?
No, I tried, but I had other stuff to do. I, unlike you and Bart, had other things that were more pressing.
I came downstairs today, and she was screwing around the computer, and I saw that she was on the Real Player, you know, where you download stuff. And it was like, hi, this is Jack Diamond from the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
Every go to their radio station, they have little bits.
Hi there, how are you? So I think what she wanted to do was whenever I turned my computer on or wherever I got email, it would say, hi, this is Jack Diamond.
That would have tortured you out of the house.
Which is even much, that's much crueler than the Pete Johnson thing was just a practical joke.
Right, right.
I mean, that's torture.
Yeah, but you are not really supposed to touch my computer without my permission.
All right, well, listen, we're past that. I know you were mad yesterday. We're past it today.
All right, my sweetie.
Today's lead story is, you know, we're doing the show. We're doing the show in Ocean City this weekend, right?
Oh, I thought today's lead story was going to be this morning.
What about this morning? Oh, that we took a walk?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That is breaking news.
You don't go on many walks.
But you offered to go on a walk with me.
That's big.
Yeah, that's right. Well, someone call the wire services.
I know
news.
It makes the girl wonder.
See, you can't win. You really? That's why I tell you about these bras. You can't win.
Bras.
You don't do something, and then you finally. The thing is, I wake up today and I watching the Good Morning shows.
Right.
And they're saying, if you suffer from pollen today, you're in luck because there's virtually no pollen today. Like 2 days ago, the count was 6,000.
Right.
Today, the count was like 84.
Really?
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. So the pollen, get outside. So I walk in the other room. And I said, what, you got pollen today?
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering whether, you know, I think, are you loaded up too, Ron?
Yeah, my eyes.
Yeah, it's really? Just, I mean, I don't know where it's gone, you know, but you haven't suffered. You take that stuff, don't you, the Claritin?
Yeah. But I get up today and they say that there's no pollen.
Right.
The count is down. So I went and I said to her, hey, listen, come on, it's like 60 degrees. Let's go for a walk. Let's take the dogs for a walk. But you can't win.
No.
Because I say to her, it's like, and then she says, well, you know, what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, that's just the first time, boo-boo. So if you do it more than once every, you know, 5 years or so, then I won't be suspicious. I would just be pleased.
Now, why? See, this is the thing. This is the thing. Why suspicious? I do something that you've asked me to do for the longest time. I finally do it, and rather than be pleased, you're suspicious.
I just wondered why.
Because you ask me.
I've given up asking you. I never ask you to go on a walk.
No, I still get the throwaway comments, though.
Right.
Where I get the throwaway comments where you'll say, like, I'm going out for a walk, but, I know you don't want to go. I'm going out for a walk, but I know you'd rather wait and watch The White Shadow.
Well, I mean, it's not meant. That's kind of the truth. You know, it's not meant to be rude.
I enjoy, listen, my guilty pleasure every day is at 10 o'clock, ESPN Classic plays The White Shadow.
You love that show.
I love The White Shadow.
Well, was the walk good, guys? Did you have a good time on the walk?
Well, you know, if that were the only show, then it would be kind of quirky and cute.
Well, I watch TV all morning, but that's
right.
The show that I plan my morning viewing around.
Well, I didn't know that sad fact.
Centerpiece. Yes. Well, yeah. Frida, as I asked before, and now I'm getting nervous. Did you enjoy the walk?
It was very pleasant. It was a nice walk.
Listen, it was a walk. We talked.
It was a walk.
Yeah. It was a walk, and we talked.
You know.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like the event of the, you know, it's not a giant deal. It's just a pleasant thing to do.
Honey, I didn't think it was an event, which is why I wasn't even going to bring it up as our lead story today.
I thought, when you said the lead story, I thought, oh, you want to be patted on the back for that. And you were very sweet, and it was very pleasant. And if we did that, those kind of things all the time, I think it would be good for us. I mean, I think, now I don't want to go jump in the gun, but I think those kind of things are healthy and make a marriage happier than our already happy marriage is.
I would agree. If we lived in the climate that we live in, if the weather was like it is today,
walking mm-hmm. weather,
every day,
mm-hmm.
you'd have no problem. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when it gets to be like...
You know, darling, we could be one of those mall walkers.
Mall walkers? That's old people, honey.
You gotta make the...
That's people that the climate bothers. That's people that can't take the elements.
All right, listen, I tell you, if you want to go to the mall and walk once a week, I'll walk you. I'll walk you in the mall once a week if you like.
No, I don't want to. I thought that you would say you could take the elements and show me and walk outside with me.
All right, how much would it require to fulfill this obligation? Well, what is it? Is it a once a week thing?
You know what? You should have left well enough alone because I had forgotten about ever, expecting you to go on a walk with me. Now I'm going to be.
But now that I have.
When you don't go on walks with me.
Okay, but now that I have. What
about tennis? Didn't you guys used to play tennis together?
Yeah, we can't do that anymore.
We really can't play competitive sports together too much.
Because someone wins too much.
And someone gets unhappy when the other person wins.
And then I hear stuff from her like, well, I won't try so hard.
I give you guys credit. You're constantly evolving and changing.
Yeah.
You try different things. That's what keeps it going.
Why have we hung in there for 20 years?
Don't forget, we've got those goddamn canoes we never use.
I would love to do that.
It's a kayak.
I would love to kayak with you, but you are a jet ski. You know, you like a motor attached to you.
I do.
Yeah.
Goddamn, I do.
Not many guys would argue that point.
But I can't really keep up in the kayak with a jet ski.
I would go on a walk with you every day if I could do it on a moped. If you could just run next to me. Or how about this? How about I would just ride in the car and I would drive real slow as you walk next to me.
You could drive in the car smoking a cigar. You'd love walk.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you ought to sell those kayaks.
I'd even get one of those rascals. You know, one of those old folks things?
This has got an engine on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I could go on a walk without having to walk with you.
You know, up where my family is, way up in Maine, not where we were in Portland, but further up north, kayaks over the last 20 years, over the last 10 years, really, have just become the big thing. Like, people come into the little tourist villages, and they get like 50 of these people, and they throw them in kayaks, and they throw them out, and you know, I also am one too, who likes engines on the back, and I rent a boat when I'm up there.
Listen,
and I tell you, I can't tell you how many times when there's like a 2 to 3 foot chop out in the bay, and you're coming over, and you all of a sudden the wave goes down, and right in front of you is some nerdnik in a yellow kayak.
That's what you're saying.
Staring at you going, you're gonna kill me.
Hey, we could enjoy the summer together if we got a piece of rope and we tied your kayak to the back of my jet ski.
You could tow it.
Right. I'd rather have sex with Superman.
Okay.
But listen, that's not our lead story today. None of this is our lead story. Our lead story today is, you know, we're going to Ocean City.
Right.
We'll be doing the show at 96 Rock on Friday,
mm-hmm.
a Las Vegas-style show Friday night at the Rusty Rudder.
And Free, of course, coming down with me. We're going to have a nice little weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And spending the night with us in our home in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a little place up there. Mm-hmm. Love Ocean City. Will be the Spiewaks. Rob and Carrie and baby Julia. And what I think will be...
I just heard Rob laugh.
You know,
I just heard all I heard was...
You know, I'm genuinely fond of Rob. And even
Rob's your playmate.
Even though I've talked on the air about how his wife talks too much, like my wife, I like Carrie a lot. And I think Carrie and Frida have a lot in common. They both like to talk. And I'd like to see the baby.
Right.
The dynamic that I am most looking forward to...
Sure.
...is Sunday morning.
Bright and early Sunday morning. I you know, when you said this to me in the office, that would be what I would most look forward to hearing about.
When I wake up on Sunday morning and come out, and Rob Spiewak is there wearing his nightshirt and his hat with the bit like a Santa Claus hat that he sleeps in.
Oh, you don't know that Rob doesn't sleep in that. Rob sleeps in the nude.
No. Not my guy, Rob.
Not when I come a-calling, Mike.
Well, it's only what you wear in your regular life.
In my own home,
right.
Yes. I would be much more respectful to my host.
Rob, bring your bathing suit, you know, because we can all get in the hot tub together.
Wow. Now, it's not the Elstons you're having over, you know.
Yeah, there'll be no swinging. I mean, hey, honey, it certainly won't be like that couple in Los Angeles, right?
No, not in our hot tub with my family living all around. Yeah.
We went to these people's house like 20 years ago when I worked in Los Angeles.
Right.
The people my wife worked with, they invited us over to their house to go in their hot tub.
I remember this.
So we got there, we put our bathing suits on, and we walked down the backyard, and he's naked and she's naked.
Hey, now.
Is that so wrong?
Yeah.
Well.
It flipped us out.
That had to be the grossest thing. I mean, did you just run out of the place or what?
We actually got into the pool, and we were going to just be into the hot tub. We were going to be social with them for a couple of minutes, even though we're flipped out. But then, honey, didn't they, like, want to pair off?
Yeah, he wanted to swim off with me. We should have had a clue when it was a party and we were the only ones that showed up.
And did they, before they got into the hot tub, did they put anything on?
No, they came out naked. I mean, they had robes on.
And then they got into the hot tub naked.
Naked.
Oh. And they lent us bathing suits because we didn't have bathing suits.
Yeah, see, we didn't know that.
How was the wife?
I don't, 20 years ago, I don't even remember. But
Frida, do you remember?
He would have been trading down.
Okay. All I know is that.
Thank you for the memory, Frida.
And we were also grossed out because we thought we were going with a party with a bunch of people who worked in Frida's office.
I have to ask, to be fair now, what did the guy look like? Frida, do you remember what the guy looked like?
I definitely would have been trading down. No, he was not a treasure. It wasn't like, you know, if you're thinking, okay, L.A., maybe they're beautiful people, and then, you know, maybe we could become Buzz and Marshall. We're not tempted. No.
And we were so scared. And plus,
so funny.
And plus, you know, we didn't know that it was just a party that just for us.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you want to go in the hot tub? And we said, oh, you know, we didn't know. We didn't bring suits.
Uh-huh.
You know, we put on their bathing suits, right?
Oh.
That's gross, too, that you're slipping, you know, your Frankens and beans. Some guys don't just suit.
Your junk.
We come out. Yeah, your junk. We come out there, and we get in the tub, and they come out. They take off their robes, and they're naked. It's like, oh, you know, we didn't say anything.
Oh, that's because you're really trapped, and you're shocked and surprised, caught by surprise. And everything else?
We spent about 10 minutes, and then we got out of the hot tub, and I think we went in and made small talk with them for 5 minutes, and then we had just this crappy little Honda Civic.
Right.
Like, it was like you remember the Hondas that are like the clown cars?
Oh, yeah, the one with the short back, the original Honda Civic.
Right. We drove
a well-made car, but I mean, weird.
Oh, that car was a great car.
Were great.
The only problem we had with that car is when it broke down in Death Valley, right?
We drove it. We never changed the oil in the thing. We were the worst with it. We didn't know anything about taking care of a car.
And,
you know, I'm the girl that threw away the rim when the tire went flat.
She did. But we got in our little car, and we drove as fast as we could.
Oh, God.
And we thought, oh, my God, is this what Los Angeles is like?
Welcome to Swingland.
Yeah, right. Older and wiser now. We know the ropes, so we know what to do when Rob and Carrie come over.
Well, there's good news.
Now, there will be none of that.
At least the daughter will be safe next door.
Yes, and...
Grandma, my mother will babysit, but she said that you have to promise, Rob, not to get out the falling down the stairs sound effect anymore.
Well, I promise. I apologize
okay.
about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be a grand weekend with us in the Spiwax at Ocean City.
You tell Big Frida that after our dinner on Saturday night, they'll be playing the falling down sound effect for me.
There you go.
Well, that's probably true.
And really, if you would like to bring your suit, you're welcome to get...
I've got a lovely two-piece.
I think that it would be funny to talk about going in a hot tub with a Spiwax on Saturday night.
Well, we shall see. You know, I know you're planning later in the year to go abroad, and I don't know which I look forward to more now. Your recap of when you come back from that, or your recap when you come back with the weekend of it. So you boys will be spending virtually the entire weekend together, after we get done.
Yeah, I talked to Carrie last night before Rob got home from work, and she said, they check out of their hotel, Saturday at, 11 a.m.
Right.
And I said, come on over.
Right.
I mean, what the hell? Come over. You know, we want to see the baby. Come over, spend the day, then we'll go out to dinner, and then...
You're going
to
go out, or are you going to have dinner at your place?
No, we're going to go out.
And then the hot tub afterwards.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you forget your suit, you could always borrow one, Rob.
That's good news.
Yeah. You could borrow one of mine.
Yeah, we don't need ours.
Okay. Hey, now that's a little weird.
But that's our lead story.
There it is. It'll be good.
We'll be actually overnighting with the Spiwax this weekend.
You know, as a group, we all travel together, and we stay in hotel rooms and stuff, but actually to have that close proximity, I would expect you guys will learn more about each other.
It'll either go very well or there'll be a death.
Well, it'll go great. And the funniest part will be Sunday morning. I mean, how can you?
Just because I want to eliminate any pressure for Rob and any tension for you, Don, on Sunday morning, what will be the time that you expect Rob to leave the house?
I'm pretty wide open on that. I'd say by noon at the latest.
It will be definitely by noon because we have stuff that needs to get done.
I'm doing this for both of you. Mm-hmm. If he leaves earlier, what would be the time that he would leave that would be offensive to you?
I'd say 8 o'clock.
So anywhere between 8 and noon, that is fine.
I would say the optimum time we'd shoot for would be 10.
But I see...
probably be closer to 11.
I see the Spiwax getting up. Mm-hmm. Most likely my father-in-law, Pop-Pop, would... make breakfast for everybody.
I don't think that Pop-Up's going to make pancakes for everybody.
Oh, you don't think so? So what? Are you going to make breakfast?
What if Rob was to make breakfast?
I'd make breakfast.
Oh, no, Rob is the guest.
Rob's a good chef. You make a good breakfast.
He's delighted to make breakfast.
I think Rob should make breakfast for you. You've talked to me that you love making breakfast, right?
I pack my waffle iron.
He will, too.
He will.
Well,
that's good because mine broke, and I've asked Grandma for a new one for my birthday, so that would be wonderful.
All right, well, bring your waffle iron and waffles for everybody.
Make us breakfast on Sunday.
And you know what? Since Rob and Carrie are going to be using bathroom, we still have that extra room if any of the other boys want to come over.
Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy here.
Waffles, Mike.
Yeah, right. Yeah. One at a time, boys. Have you guys over to spend the night one at a time.
No, I love you all. I really do. It's great, I tell you. But I've seen way too much of all of you.
Yeah.
I really am. Yeah. We get done Friday night. I'm going... my wife's actually going to be out of town, so I'm going to be I'm going to be venturing off into the night. You might see me on a street corner somewhere.
With a cup in your hand.
With a cup in my hand, absolutely.
You might be at the Hurricane.
Right.
He's taking the kids with her. It's not another weekend of walk-off.
And hey, what's this? Let's not go crazy. You know what I mean? Hey, come on. At least ask. I would, at least give me the invite so I can say no. I know I'm going to say no, but let's not go crazy.
I wouldn't be offended.
It's always your boy. Yeah, I'm not going to, I wouldn't think I wouldn't think of ever interfering with that. With that dynamic, far be it for me. But I do have plans on Friday night. Saturday night, actually. Sunday night as well.
But you're open for breakfast on Sunday, right?
You can still come for waffles. Well, I'm going in the other direction. But I'll drive back. I'll drive back down to the beach.
You could come on Sunday morning for breakfast if you like.
I swear to God, if it was Saturday morning for breakfast,
how would you like this? Saturday morning, just you come over for breakfast.
Done.
Okay?
Done.
But now, don't...
Early, though.
Don't stiff me.
What time? Wait, because you get up early, right?
I get up even when I've had a night of too much night. I still wake up at 6.
If it's early, I'm serious, an 8 o'clock breakfast?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it.
8 a.m. breakfast.
Who's cooking that breakfast?
I'll cook.
Mike.
Oh,
come over. Just, I mean, just have the supplies. I'll come into the kitchen.
I won't be there yet.
What? You sure it's not too much? I don't. I didn't mean to invite myself.
Oh yes, come over.
Really? You boys, because I won't be there.
I know you're not coming till Saturday.
All right.
But you just you'll be there Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, but not at breakfast time.
You just tell me what you need.
Okay, what do you like for breakfast? I mean, are you going to do your crazy diet food?
No. Saturday's my free day.
Ah, okay. All right.
Honey, it's Saturday, right? Is the free day when I'm not on Body for Life?
That's true. But that'll cut into your waffle eating on Sunday.
So Saturday, Mike?
How about a good egg white omelet? Real healthy, real protein.
Oh, No. He can eat bad food on Saturday.
Saturday's the one day of the week when I can eat anything I want.
Right, I'll make you eggs. I'll come over and make you eggs. Don't be something big, double euros.
Sure.
Yeah, I got nothing to do. I mean, I got a tea time like at 11 o'clock back on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Well, then come over and have breakfast with me.
I mean, that's great. So all I need is 2 hours to get back, and I'll get a little, all right, we're all going to have to behave ourselves Friday night.
Right.
Right.
All right, sweetie, love you.
Hey, you know what? You should behave. And if anyone gets too rowdy, Grandma's been known to pick up... to make the run, if anyone needs a run.
Yeah, I think that's the guarantee. No one's going to get drunk on Friday night at the show, because if you do, my mother-in-law will come in the minivan to pick you up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Diet Cokes for everybody.
Gotcha.
All right, sweet pea.
All right.
Bye.
Love you. Well, she loves me, even though she didn't say
so. It's just going to be you at your house on Friday night?
Well, actually, I think she might be coming down earlier.
Oh, really?
I think she's still working on her last-minute plans. You know, it's the whole thing with what do we do with Bart? Because Bart's not coming down, and we've got to get somebody over there for Bart. I think she'll be there.
Okay, good.
I mean, her fallback plan was that at the latest she'd be there by Saturday morning.
All right, well, I'll get there a little before 8. I'll actually get there probably about... You get up at what time?
Oh, Saturday morning, I'll be up by 6:30 at the latest.
I'll be there at 7:30, and I'll make the eggs. I'll be out of there by 8. What's that?
Any meat? Yeah, give me a shopping.
You know what?
Lift.
You don't even know. You don't have to do that. There's like a convenience store around,
sure.
Right? I can get breakfast food. So absolutely, I'll do it.
Okay,
I'll do it. Anybody else going to be down on the beach? Anybody else want to come over for breakfast?
Hey, let's not go crazy. Okay.
I was just feeling. He's looking right at me, and I was feeling a little guilty because I know he's staying overnight. I know he's staying overnight on Friday night.
What, do you want to come to?
No, I wouldn't want to impose.
Stop. His feelings are hurt.
No, not at all. No,
okay. All right.
We spent a lot of time together, and I'm, you know.
No, Buzz, listen. No, I like you as much as I like the rest of these guys. So, really, if I didn't know you were going to be spending the night down there.
Buzz, a little power breakfast before you head back?
That'd be nice.
Okay. Now. All right.
We'll have our morning prayer breakfast. We'll have a prayer breakfast, and you're going to be with your wife, right?
I won't be there until the afternoon because I think.
Well, you got the whole weekend there at the house, but
I'm going to take the baby to the ocean.
Just, you know, I know your place down there. I've been to your place down there, and it's just I picture everybody just sitting around
praying.
Is there a way that you could just leave out an apron for me?
Oh, sure.
There you go.
I'll leave out the kiss the cook apron.
Okay, I will get all the
and
food
no shirts.
Just
how would you feel about wearing my Batman apron?
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually have my family bought me an apron from when I barbecued that has like the Batman suit on the front of it with the fake muscles.
I won't be doing the pancakes, but I'll do the eggs and the meat products. You like eggs?
Yes.
How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
The easiest. You know what? I have honed and refined it.
All right,
great
good.
Scrambled eggs.
Buzz, see you then.
Okay.
Rob?
And then the rest of the weekend.
See you later.
I look forward to the recap over dinner.
Yeah.
And perhaps breakfast. And then I predict by Monday you will be so goddamn sick of every one of us.
Now,
it'll be amazing.
Okay, because we'll be together next week in New York.
Right.
Yay!
That's right. We're all going up there.
And we'll meet in Don's room for breakfast.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You just give me the directions. I'll bring some Ripple. We'll all let our Johnsons hang out in the jacuzzi there.
No.
Come on, now.
No, you're not coming to my house.
Come on.
I'm a pretty man.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I can go to the beach house and cook you a great breakfast. It's right around the corner.
Oh, homo Joe. No. Joe, I'm sorry. Please don't be offended. Heteros only. In my home.
I understand.
I mean, at least Saturday morning.
I don't blame you. I'll be on the ferry anyway, going to Cape May.
On the ferry?
You're going to really be on the ferry?
Yeah, I have a place in Cape Mary, Cape May.
Oh, I forgot, you're independently wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where were you in Portland?
Portland, I was in Cape May, taking care of some business with my aunt, who's very sick.
All right, Joe, hey, listen, Joe, hold on a second, because I need to talk to you in a moment here about the All-Gay Memorial Day, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, hold on for just a moment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'll bring the card to play some poker.
No, Tom.
Everybody wants to come to breakfast now.
No, Tom. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guy. Can I call?
No, Dennis. No.
Come on.
No.
Please, Don.
No, Dennis.
Hey, I'll be like helper.
Dennis, not... Not in a million years.
Okay. I cried.
I know, you had to give it a try.
But you have a good breakfast.
We will.
Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
You know what? Of all those people, he really wanted to come.
I know he did.
Thought he had a shot.
I think Gavin might have wanted to come, too.
TFB. Not at my house. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
I'm listening on 1150 KCPS here in Burlington, Iowa.
Hi there.
I just wanted to tell you earlier when you were talking about the Superman porno movie.
Yeah.
It was red light that made Superman weak. The red kryptonite.
Yeah.
And because I used to have this DC supersized comic, it was.
No. Hold on. Didn't red kryptonite make him crazy? It's green kryptonite.
made him crazy.
No. Green kryptonite made him lose his powers.
You made him laugh. Right.
The reason
green kryptonite was like would like kill him, right? Wouldn't green kryptonite like kill him?
Yes.
I thought there was one kryptonite that would just normalize him.
Yeah, I think it was because I used to have a DC supersized comic. Get this, it was Superman versus Muhammad Ali.
Hey, all I know is I know a bunch of seniors in high school are going to come in here and kick all our asses in a second.
Can you come to breakfast Saturday?
Sounds scrumptious.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye.
Bye.
I just know the red kryptonite. And then you said, I thought red kryptonite just made him crazy. And the kid went,
maniacal.
Oh, that's a killer.
Well, I know my audience, Mike. Let's break and we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
How about you, Don and Mike? Semper Fi.
I always want to hear another one after that one.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for hearing us tonight. Tonight. On WNEW. And you want to play strip trivia next week. Either Tuesday or Wednesday. I like to play a Tuesday. The first day we're back in New York.
Yeah.
We need at least 5 guys and at least 5 girls. And it's first come, first serve, no pun intended. We'd like to get the girls before the guys. And if you're in the New York metro area and you can play next Tuesday or Wednesday in the afternoon, send us an email to striptrivia@AOL.com.
It's fun.
Okay, that's just for people in New York. Striptrivia@AOL.com.
Looking forward to playing with a bunch of New Yorkers.
Yeah, and we are working on getting the webcam for this. I can't promise that we'll have the webcam for the strip trivia because it's all the way in New York and the lines are here, but we're working on it.
Yeah, and when you do something in New York, you have to work between coffee breaks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. On the PJS.
Absolutely.
On the Pete Johnson schedule. Right, Pete?
Hey.
Tickle the
don't
get
Remini.
Useless prick.
Cancel on A. I was going to ask her to take a top off of my show. I wanted to do her. To show May her private parts. And you're talking about May.
Oh, okay. I
know who you mean by Big Bird. Just because my nose is bigger than my penis.
All right, I know what you're doing. All right, get out of here.
The truth is, you guys are better than May, and that worries May.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Should we try to call? Well, hold on. Let me just get this Homo Joe thing, and then we'll call Leah Remini.
Very good.
Okay. Hey, Joe?
Hello?
Here he is, everybody. Homosexual Joseph.
Homosexual Joseph. Dude, now, a bad investment in his life.
Now, here's the deal. Every year, for the last 5 or 6 years, the good people at Miller Lite, damn, that's a tasty beer, they've given us a beach house up in Delaware,
mm-hmm.
where people live together for a week, and we record all of their goings and comings and everything that they do, and Joe phones in every day with reports and, like, keeps track of all the dirt.
Right. And he also puts together a pretty decent menu himself and does some cooking.
Mm-hmm. Now, in past, we've done it a variety of ways. We've had couples. Mm-hmm. We've put together love connections. We did it one time where I think it was all girls
right. And
right. Joe.
Right.
We did one time where it was strangers meeting up together.
Mm-hmm.
This year, for the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House, it's the all-gay Memorial Day edition.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be all homos and lesbians,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of Dennis Murphy, who will be living in the beach house from May 25th through June 1st, sponsored by Miller Lite, the great taste of a true Pilsner beer.
That's a big, long, gay time.
It sure is.
It sure will be, and the queens will be fighting over the bathrooms.
Now, Joe, we got a couple of ways we can handle this. We can take phone calls on the air from homos and lesbians, or you could just give out your website or your email address, and you can cycle through and get the numbers, and then when you get people that you think are acceptable,
you can introduce them to us.
Yes.
Oh, okay. However you want to do it. It works for me both ways.
Yeah, look at him trying to be low-key. He is so excited about using his website for this. Come on.
Doesn't go either way.
It will definitely be fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'd much definitely rather have you do the screening process.
Okay, Homo Joe DM at AOL.com.
Okay, it's Homo Joe what?
DM, Don and Mike.
Hold on, give me that again. Homo Joe?
D is in David, M is in Michael.
Oh, Homo Joe DM.
So one word, Homo Joe DM?
At AOL.com.
Okay, so if you're a gay man or a gay woman and you would like a free week at a beach house, and Joe's been there, the beach house is really nice, right?
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful place. Actually, they can sign up. We can have them sign up on the website, Don, and we can go through it that way.
All right, you could go to, homojoe.com?
Homojoe.com.
Okay, so if you're gay or lesbian,
right,
and you would like to spend, and this is over Memorial Day, May 25th through June 1st, living in a house with Joe and Dennis.
Right.
On the water, absolutely gorgeous, nice big patio.
And would it be safe in assuming Latin men are always encouraged, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. Peruvians are my favorite.
And if you don't have a green card, even better, because that really turns Joe on.
Yeah, Joe likes to show you the American ropes.
Listen, exactly right.
We don't just want homo guys, though. We want
some nice lesbians. We have some lipstick lesbians, and we'll have some of the hardcore dykes.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it makes it so much easier when you say that stuff instead of us saying it.
How many total homosexuals will be living in the beach house?
Well, now, it says, Tammy gave me a note that says the beach house comfortably sleeps four people.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Joe's been there.
Mm-hmm. We've had up to 12 people or more in that house.
And I know that we're not counting couches and floors and balconies.
So would it be safe to say, Joe, we could get five gay men and five gay women in the house?
That's what I would say, at least. And some people will be, sharing some bunks, I'm sure.
And the only caveat here is that you've got to agree for a week to have your life played out on the radio.
Right.
That we will call the beach house for updates. Homo Joe will have his tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
He always has his little notepad with him.
Sure.
Could even do the webcam from there, too, if you want it done.
Joe, that would be outstanding if you could hook up a webcam to this beach house to watch the gay activities 24/7.
The Homo Joe crotch cam.
It might be more than just crotch. It might be tatas as well.
Listen, it's just for gays and lesbians. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested, either email Joe at homojoe@aol.com or go to his website, homojoe.com.
You know, I think for the lesbians, Joe, I could see two lipstick lesbians, two butch lesbians, and then one lesbian who perhaps has just joined the life or a bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking the same. That'd be kind of nice.
Absolutely. Now, Joe, do you think that within the gay community we're going to have a tough time filling up this house?
No, I've told Charlie today that I was having people IM me today when I was online asking me if they could help, how they could get on the show and how they get down to the beach house. Some people from Sacramento even want to fly in themselves.
All right, well, listen, you do all that, and here's what you can do. You just call us or call Charlie, and when you get a list, when you get one guy or a girl or whatever, and they've passed your test,
then we get to meet them.
Yes, then you can call us up, and we'll get the number. number, and you can introduce us to each member of the Beach House.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll get to find out what kind of goodies they can provide for us.
Now, Tammy,
what do you mean by goodies?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you don't want somebody that's very boring. You want somebody that's kind of outrageous and having fun.
Oh, okay.
Because it has to be entertaining.
Tammy has written me a note, though, that this Beach House must be filled by this Friday.
That's not a problem.
Okay, so today's Tuesday, so you've got 3 days to get yourself as many homos and lesbians as you can to join you in the all-gay Memorial Day, Miller Lite, Dewey Beach, Beach House. Remember, this is like the real world before the real world. This is Big Brother before Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We did this crap before any of those shows came out.
And this is all gay.
All gay.
All gay.
All gay.
All gay all day.
No, no straights. All right, Joseph.
All righty.
Okay, we'll talk. I guess we'll talk to you as soon as you get the emails and do the double checking.
Okay, and I'll tell you about the rest of my nightmare of my life, which happened the last 3 weeks.
Well, no, Joe. Now, how can you tease us with that? Tell us about it now.
Well, I went to go to do refinancing on my house to get a cheaper note, and I found out there was a $38,000 lien against my property from my lover who passed, who owed some money to somebody he borrowed money from.
Oh, wow. And you co-signed, Joe?
And I co-signed. So
Joe, you've always thought with your little head.
I know, isn't that and it always gets me in trouble. So it's been 3 weeks of trying to get this thing straightened out of them.
But, Joe, you're rich.
Yeah, but you're rich, but still, you know, you hate throwing money away that you can't claim. With
$38,000.
$38,000.
Even for rich people, $38,000.
Ouch. That's Joe's, a lot of money.
Joe's rich.
Yeah. I'll work it out, but it's just a pain. It just kills me.
Isn't that a pisser that Joe is so much richer than we are?
It's amazing that he is, but you know, I suppose that is a significant. You're talking about the whole $38,000. That's I hope I get that cleared up.
But then it's 7% since 1995.
Oh my God! So it's been collecting interest.
Exactly. So it's a little higher now. What I found out just today. So it's just so I'm looking forward to the Beach House to go. Drown my sorrows.
you're going to be, and I don't even want to know what you'll be drinking to drown those sorrows.
And I guess
I don't think it comes in a can what you're going to be drinking.
Yes, probably not.
Well, it sounds to me that even though you're, you know, your lover's no longer around, you're really going to be holding the bag.
You got that right. Well, in more ways than one.
All right, Joseph. Well, sorry to hear about the bad. Can you tell us about something good that's happened to you recently?
Yeah, absolutely. I opened my place in Cape May, and it's ready to go for the season.
Okay. Are you going to be renting it?
No. Actually, it's for me and friends that I choose to take up there. There's people who live in my complex that I live in, and we're going to go up there with the animals and just have a good time.
How long have you had the place in Cape Gay?
I bought it last July.
Cape Gay.
Cape Gay. I bought it in July.
Oh. When's the last time you had gay sex?
Oh, it's been 3 weeks at least.
3 weeks.
At least.
He's going to be ready to go.
I am ready. Yes.
He's going to be out of his mind.
What do you know?
Who's the boy du jour right now?
Well, it's nobody, Don. I'm basically I had the five, and then I kind of like went to California, and I had that one person out in California.
Oh, I forgot you got laid out in Sacramento.
Yeah.
He's really looking forward to the Beach House.
I have a young fellow that I'm going to meet Friday night when we're up there, and that'll be the next time I get laid.
It's going to be first morning at the Beach House. One of those bedrooms is going to look like an Auntie Annie's pretzel.
Well, I'm going to stay in Rehoboth. Go figure, you know.
Yeah, right. Well,
you know, why we're down there.
All right, Joseph, listen, call us as soon as people start emailing you. And again, that's homojoedm at AOL.com or go to his website, homojoe.com, for the all-gay Memorial Day Beach House. Sponsored by, and we would like to thank the good people at Miller Lite who are not homophobic,
no.
Who have no problem sponsoring this.
Good for them. That's terrific.
Miller Lite, homos love it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
What are you going to do next year, the all-redneck, white trash Beach House?
I don't know. I'm running out of ideas, man. I'm running out of them. and that was a big topic about a month ago when they came to me and said, do you want the Beach House? And I said, yeah, but I want to do it with all gays this year.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, we're going to have to go to the sponsor.
Come on now.
See what the sponsor says.
And they said, fine.
You know, and of course they said, fine. Because what, homos don't drink beer?
Come on now.
Of course they do.
Homos love beer.
So do lesbians.
Yeah. Hello. Lesbians maybe more than gay men.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I guess maybe gay men like
with wine coolers.
Wine coolers, a white wine spritzers. Is that what you call those things?
Here, maybe a little screwdriver.
A grasshopper.
vodka tonic. We're getting daring.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Just love you guys. Friday.
Oh, love you. We love you all the time. Oh, what, Friday? Oh, Portland, Maine.
Yes. You guys are incredible.
Well, glad you like the show. Thank you for coming out.
Oh, no problem. I just want to let you know, there was a girl outside of the Eastland Motel. She was showing us her tatas before the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come that girl didn't come into the show?
I don't know. She would have looked a lot better on stage than half of those girls.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought the women on stage were very beautiful.
Well, you know, some of them were.
Some of them were.
Really, Mike?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You thought all the women on stage were beautiful?
Every last one of them.
How many fingers am I holding up? Give you a quick vision test.
Yeah, they were gorgeous.
All right.
Guys, I couldn't keep my eyes off of all of you, especially Rob, since he came out on stage and lit up his cigarette.
You like that little move?
That was awesome.
Especially Rob.
Hey, Rob, you're getting an especially now.
Yes.
I'll be seeing that move on Sunday morning. When he's wearing his nightshirt and his big nightcap.
Good morning, slugger.
All right, thank you for the call.
I love you guys.
I love you. Thank you.
No problem.
You'll wake up on Sunday morning and all you'll feel is hot breath.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I think the dog's in bed with me. Then I roll over his rug. Hi.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, you guys hear the latest thing you can pick up in New York?
You must be calling from New York. Hi.
Actually, I'm a born and bred New Yorker. I live in Leesburg.
All right, now, what's the latest thing you get in New York?
Drive-by hookers.
Well, isn't that... That's how you always pick them up.
No,
right?
It's the other way around, boys. It's where they drive by and pick you up.
Oh, that is new.
And plenty safe.
It was a full-page article in yesterday's New York Post on this.
Wow.
That about 4 a.m., right after the bars and clubs close, they drive around the hotels looking for touristy people.
Oh, God.
And depending on how you look, they'll charge from $100 to $400.
So you mean like if Mike was coming out wearing what you have on today, like your festive Hawaiian shirt,
yeah,
but maybe your CBS store bag. And
yeah, with my I Love New York bag.
And your NBC store bag and your FAO Schwartz bag.
Going to catch my train at 4 a.m.
Just look for them. They're driving Beamers, Lexuses, Mercedes, and mostly convertibles, so they can show off their stuff.
All right, well, we'll do some research on that next week.
Fascinating.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there. Yes, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Well, we're doing okay, thanks.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just want to call you out of that girl at the Eastland Park Hotel.
You were there, too?
It was fabulous. It's the best part of the show.
So the best part of the show, Friday night in Portland, happened outside the theater.
Oh, without a doubt.
Well,
she was beautiful.
What was this girl doing?
We're not sure, but we blew it way down the line where it turned the corner and came all the way back down another block. And the Eastland Park Hotel was right there. And we noticed her walking back and forth in front of a window with a phone to her head. And a buddy of mine, who we refer to as the gerbil, he's been named after because his name's Jeremy. Anyways, was prancing back and forth, and he just started encouraging her on, lifted his shirt a couple times, told her we'd never see her again.
So she was just someone who was staying in the hotel?
She came out a little later, actually, after we'd made it up almost to the entrance, and came walking by, and another friend of ours noticed, and he said, hey, that's her. And we started yelling, so we actually had counted backwards from 10 to get her to lift her slip. It looked like she was going to lift her slip off. And we all started counting backwards from 10 on the side of the street, too, and she just smiled and waved. But anyways, you guys are great.
I'm so glad you enjoyed our show.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, no, I could see why they might enjoy that more.
Well, I thought it was outside the hotel. I didn't know she was actually in a room.
And these guys were apparently just lifting their shirts up.
Right, to get her to lift hers.
And the girl lifts her shirts up.
You know, we can tell the truth now. It wasn't a girl at all in the window. It was Wendell.
Testing!
Testing, would you like to see these?
Testing!
Hey, what do you think of my capacitors?
Okay, when we come back, we're going to try Leah Remini on the stage of King of Queens, okay?
Very good.
See what's up with our good friend. I hope she's still our good friend.
Yes.
Leah Remini, right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
It's another John and Mike Las Vegas style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Chinstrap to tell you more.
This Friday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show hits the Delmarva area at the Rusty Rudder, 113 Dickinson Street in Dewey Beach, Delaware. You've got to be 21 to get in. The show starts at 8. For information and directions, call 302-227-3888.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. Don't miss it.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
From the makers of Crouching Spiewak, Hidden Broyhill, it's the Don and Mike Show.
You want to try to call Leah?
Yeah, I do.
Let's take care of this.
What the hell?
Let's just find out what's going on in her life. You know, no guarantee we'll get a hold of her anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. True.
She might be making her TV show right now. She had a week off last week. Leah Remini from TV's King of Queens, old friend of this show. Possibly a former friend, but hopefully a lifetime friend.
I think so.
Well, that's in her hands, Buzz.
I'm a little tense.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm relaxed and centered.
Oh, I didn't know.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Leah Remini is not available.
All right, I'll try another one. Her phone numbers.
Yes, we have several. Of course, we're friends.
I want to take a moment to salute. I'm not sure which WJFK FM account executive it was that was just in the bathroom.
Yes.
Taking a dump.
A growler.
Yeah. Really, nothing classier than when you're on the toilet having a bowel movement and doing work on the telephone.
Yeah.
Doing a business call. So I'm not sure what client it was.
Right.
And I'm not even sure if the client might be listening to the station right now.
There's a chance somebody out there might have had a deal closed while someone was getting a nice BM.
Yeah. Going number two.
Wow.
Hey, Robbie, where's that new pull my finger thing? We should have that around at all times.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
Because really, I walk into the bathroom. I'm standing there at the urinal. I'm doing my business. And I hear from somewhere,
the Casper point is just, the Casper point is going to kill you on this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really
terrific. Uh-huh. Yeah. you can't beat the station in Denver. Well, what are you looking for? Men? Well, this station has incredible male numbers. Incredible male numbers.
Really, the guy's in the bathroom, on the toilet.
That's classic.
You sure it didn't sound maybe something like this, Don?
Yeah, how are you?
No,
yeah, this is Tim McWilliam. It's an opportunity you don't want to pass up. I'll tell you right now, this is an opportunity you want to stick with, buddy. Yeah, no problem at all.
I would have recognized his voice. It was one of the new... I believe it was one of the new Regis Philbin look-alike sales guys that they hired here.
You know that's bad, then. Well, I'll get right back to you.
But, God, don't they teach them that back in the sales department?
Oh,
my if you have to go, you know, don't be talking to some dude on the cell phone selling him advertising while you're taking a BM.
But the great tradition of WJFK account executives that BMs all day, all night. As long as they're in the building, BMs take priority.
That's the way it is here at the Mighty 67. I would think they'd encourage it because that's multitasking.
Multitasking. Yeah, that's right.
They pay them to work it, not to
rock
it.
You are absolutely right. I don't doubt for a second there was a Steve Goldstein memo that came out.
Yeah,
that said, now, if you have to use the facilities, make a call while you're doing it.
Work it, don't jerk it.
That's right.
I say it'll work it, not jerk it.
Oh,
and you gotta have a man clock out.
And all I see are the two black business shoes and a briefcase on the floor.
Sure.
And I'm hearing the guy doing his business. I mean, doing real business.
While he's doing real business.
Yeah.
You gotta get the ones that are...
I know.
Bull side.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find another one.
There you go.
Yeah, we think WJFK's right for you.
I don't know. Must be some cell phone interference.
Wow. Oh, that was nothing. That was my computer.
So let me get you the rate on this. The rate, if you want to buy on the Don and Mike show.
I can
give you a hell of a rate. I really can.
Sounds good to me. When can we get together? That's a good opportunity. Well, we can make it work for you.
Oh, God damn.
God.
What a place. What a place. Well, whoever that was, come in here and identify yourself, please.
Amen.
Because I couldn't tell by your shoes, by your sensible, hard shoes.
Hard shoes in the stall.
Let's try Leah on another line.
Very good.
Now we'll try her at home. Wait.
Morning. You're called enough.
Okay, you're called enough.
Eight.
Don't miss dial. We're calling out to California. You might, you know, slip up and get the widower Blake.
Okay.
Very good.
There we go. Calling TV star Leah Remini. At home. Keep in mind, she's not called us back.
It's a Sunday afternoon at home with a star.
We talked to her, what, on Thursday?
I think so.
So it's been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday. 6 days.
Mm. Five days, maybe, you know, going on six.
6 days.
No,
nice.
No one is available right now.
Mm.
Please leave your message after the tone.
No. All right. We'll try a car phone.
You know, there's always a... Do we still have that stage phone on the set?
That's, that rang through to her voicemail.
Oh, dear. I think they've finished shooting now, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're not making them anymore.
Right. All right, I'm trying a car phone now.
For this year.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
What?
8-1...
Well, I don't know about all of you. She's changed all her numbers now.
3-3... It's not available.
She...
Phone. Please record your message.
Avoiding us. Okay, well, we tried. We've tried on all the numbers.
Hmm.
Let me try the main work number one more time.
You're one of those goofy backstage guys.
Somebody calling on that line?
No.
Oh.
No one there.
Oh, yeah, someone was ringing it.
They reached it in error. They rang off.
Okay. Ring on, then ring off.
Very complicated.
No, nothing from her.
Very complicated.
Very complicated.
Let's see what we have for
Leah. Your call is
controlled.
Automatic voice message system. Leah Remini.
Listen to that voice.
It's not available. At the tone,
yeah,
please record your message.
Shouldn't do that.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
I don't want to leave a message.
No. This has to be handled.
Yeah.
No. You know how she is. We'd say something on the answering machine, and then it would be misinterpreted.
Right. Okay. Well, we've tried. We'll try again tomorrow.
Good.
And I believe that our producer, Charles Broyhill, is trying to get a hold of Leah Remini also. He has all of the secret numbers that I don't have. I just have the number at work,
uh-huh.
The car number, and the home number.
Has he spoken to her since last Thursday?
Uh-uh. He's not anxious to get into the middle of all of this himself.
Sure. He wants to salvage that personal relationship.
Yes, he does.
That personal relationship that will really go up in flames.
Just don't forget, she likes him better than us.
She always has.
Yeah. That when we made her write us letters at Christmas telling us who she liked.
Yes.
God, we've been so freaking petty with her.
Yeah, well, we got a thing about her.
Man, her letter to all of us basically was, I think of you like brothers,
mm-hmm.
except her letter to Charlie.
Right.
Which said, I love you.
I love you.
Hello.
Long time.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
I love you long time.
Hello?
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 Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Don and Mike. I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I just have a question. I believe I dated your wife like 22 years ago.
Now, Lisa told me that you were on the line.
Right.
And don't give out my wife's maiden name, okay?
No, sir.
But you did pass the test. Where did you take my wife out to? Because 22 years ago would have been before we were married, because we have our 20th anniversary coming up in August.
Yeah, I heard on the radio the other day, and she was a first-class Agnes. You got yourself a winner there. I met her at the Alney Rotary Club. Her dad had a meeting there, and I was attending. They had a sports guy. I can't remember his name.
You dated my wife?
No. I took her out one time. I invited her out to a pig roast, and we had it was. I had the best time of my life. I mean, nothing. I mean, it was
Are you married now?
Yes, sir. I've been married for 22 years now. I mean, it was right after,
Wait a minute.
Did you get anything off her?
No, sir. No.
You said he's been married for 22 years.
No.
He was married for 22 years. That would have meant that he was married when he dated your wife.
No, I got married that same year.
All right, hold on a second.
I'll get her on the phone. Hold on a second. He was on his honeymoon when he took
some. Some sports guy was there. Warner Wolf?
Yeah, I don't know.
Boom. Welcome to the Rotary Club.
Yeah. That's true. I'll just add this guy to the list of guys who've dated my wife. At least he's not a disc jockey.
You know, I know I'd find it hard to go back that far and remember somebody that I'd gone out on a date with. I hope Frida can remember. She's got a good memory.
Honey?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Are you still listening to the show?
Yeah, I was listening. I remember the Rotary meeting. I don't remember any.
Oh my God! You mean this douchebag might have really taken you out?
You know what? I hate to be that old, but I don't remember who I dated and who I didn't.
Obviously, he did. All right. Well, let me be the finder of lost loves here.
Yeah, maybe he can bring up some things that might remind her.
Well, hello. I haven't heard him say his name.
What's your first name?
Kenny.
Kenny.
Yes. And we met at that thing, I remember going to the Rotary meeting with my dad.
All the answers. The guy, I forget his name. He knew all the answers to sports.
It's Ken Beatrice was the speaker.
Oh my God. What an evening.
Ken Beatrice.
Well,
then we went to the pig roast with Whitey Miller and his wife.
You went on a date with this guy, honey?
I don't remember.
To the pig roast.
A pig roast.
Was Ken Beatrice at the pig roast?
No, I can't imagine.
They had a bluegrass band there, and then everybody was clogging and such. It was a little
clogging and bluegrass.
Wow, sounds like a great date. You must, I mean, how could it be 22 years later, you still are clinging on to this memory of my wife?
Well, no, just the Frida, it just seemed, I mean, I had to, you know, I think I got it right.
Well, Sugar Bear, you know what? I'm sure it's not me. It's just like that one time I went out with a guy who I see on the news.
Did you work for WHFS?
No. Who, me? I worked at WHFS?
Yeah, 22 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Anyway, I wouldn't remember this guy I see on the news, except I see him on the news every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't expect you to remember me at all. I mean,
No. I mean, he's not clinging to it. He just remembers it because he has heard it.
She was class and beautiful. Yes, sir.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble now?
Yes, please.
I don't resemble anybody, man.
Come on. Well,
come on, what do you look like?
I don't get into myself.
Fine. Come on, describe yourself. This is for the benefit of our listening audience.
I'm fat, white, and I'm Catholic.
Oh, well, that's something we used to say on the show 15 years ago. Describe yourself, please.
Blonde, 200 pounds, 48 years old, beer gut, what the hell?
Well, you sound like you're putting yourself down. You don't sound that bad.
But I don't like to talk about myself.
Really? You're calling a radio show.
I was calling. I asked one specific question.
Yeah, you're calling a radio show to inquire about my wife, who you took out on a date 22 years ago.
Sure.
And then all
now we get on Celebrity You Most Resemble, and you become Mr. I Don't Want to Talk Anymore.
Well, he's very nice.
I don't want to talk about myself.
Oh, you know what, honey? You do this with all these old dudes that you used to date.
No, you know what? He was very compliment. I don't want, the one thing I don't want you to open up the can of worms I don't is anyone I dated before I married you. So that I was holding my breath.
He was complimentary.
Said,
he was extremely.
I know.
Fact, and he wasn't complimentary in a bad way. He was complimentary in a very good way.
Oh, no. I bet I had a great time because he sounds like a very nice person.
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a real winner.
And now we can just all go away friends.
What happened after the pig roast?
But do you remember Whitey Miller?
No.
Who's he? Some other guy you went out with?
Miller Buick in Rockville. He was a car dealer.
Was he a friend of my father's?
Yeah, he lived in the club.
Oh, well then my father has a much better memory. I bet he's listening now. Why don't you call Dad and talk to him about it, Carlin?
Is your dad's first name Les?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad has a great memory for names and faces. I don't, but okay. That's very sweet of you to say that. Thank you.
I find it slightly unnerving.
Let's all hang up and be friends
I'm
now.
Fine. I just wanted to, I'm satisfied with what I found out. That's fine.
I guess he was just, when he listens to the show, and he wanted to make sure that the Frida you always talk about and who you love, and who you've been married to.
Don't you go tell your friends, though, you banged her if you didn't bang her.
man, I'm not like that.
He doesn't sound a bit like that.
Well, he's a guy. I know how guys are.
No, they're not all like you are, my darling.
Oh, please.
All guys are like
me. I'm just like Superman, that's all.
You guys have a great show, though.
All right. No one else I dated ever.
I'm an objective observer. He doesn't catch a free pass. Now you're like, okay, I don't want to go down that route.
You called us. You know, Frito just wants to let him go because she's uncomfortable with
I understand completely
the whole topic of somebody she dated before we were married.
Not in any way with your wife. It's just I get the impression that he's gotten his information and now he's doing this
is why I said the thing about don't tell people you bang my wife, because why else would you want to call a national radio show to find out if this Frida was the same Frida whose memory you're clinging to from 22 years ago, if in fact at some point in the next couple of days your friends aren't going to come up to you and go, hey, you know that big mouth disc jockey you dated his wife, huh? And you're going to go, yeah, that's right, I dated her.
He can say he dated me. I mean, that doesn't mean he's going to say he had sex with me.
Not necessarily sex, of course.
But dated.
Dated.
Well, then that's fine. He can say that. I don't mind.
He went out on a date.
Obviously, the date meant a lot, though, huh?
Yeah, 22 years ago. What kind of a loser are you? I don't remember the girls I was banging 22 years ago.
well, they weren't special. Like me, were they?
Well, no, that was before I knew you.
Yeah,
well,
I know, but maybe you would have remembered me.
They were random girls I picked up off the telephone when I was playing records.
Why can't you just be as gallant as he is and say,
gallant?
It's easier for the guy to be gallant that's calling.
Honey, how is he gallant? He's calling a national show to find out if he
was curious. He said that you got yourself a winner, that I was a class act. Now, why don't you be as gallant and say you're right?
You dirtbag. Trying to get your nut off, you know, for 22 years. Thinking about one time you took my wife to a pig roast. Please, go bomb on my knob, ass munch.
Oh, God, why did I
go
bomb
on my knob, ass munch? Yeah, why didn't you marry him instead of me?
I don't know.
Talking to you guys.
Oh, listen to him. And now you're playing the game. You're playing the game. Oh, and he hangs up.
Well, that's too bad.
All right. Goodbye, boo.
It's too bad you're not Mrs. Kenny right now. You could be living in a double wide somewhere.
I'm happy with my choice. Goodbye, sweetheart.
I know. You're cross to bear.
All right. I love you. Goodbye.
All right. Hey, listen, I just got news for you. You know who? No, never mind.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. I am with you on this one. I'm with you, not based on anything other than the fact. You hear him take that tone halfway through that. Okay, guys. He called you.
And
he called you. What's it like calling? What if every guy that dated every wife, after 20 years, went to a party? I mean, how are the husband supposed to handle that?
And, I knew about it. Lisa said to me, I got a guy who thinks he dated Frida. I said, put him through. I mean, I'll goof around with him, but
we're just having fun, and then he does that whole,
okay, all right.
Well, I don't like to talk about myself. Come on.
You're obsessed about
yourself, and that's why you called the radio show.
You've been hanging on to some memory for 22 years, getting your jerk on.
I didn't have any problem with a guy whatsoever until the very end. And then I put myself in your shoes with that when he's like, okay. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
We're doing a comedy radio show here.
Hey, right. Back off, guys.
Right.
Hold on. Who's the one who's taking it seriously, pal? You want a date with my wife 22 years ago, and you're still clinging to it, and I got news for you. Kenny, she couldn't pick you out of a lineup, you douchebag. But obviously, her memory has hung on to you. But that's all right. My wife's hot. I understand that.
Oh, man.
Oh, here we go. I love these calls. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, is this Don?
Yeah, yo.
You got a big insecurity problem, buddy.
Hey, we're all guys. We all have insecurity problems.
Listen, I tell you what. You do a show with 6 million people listening and have some guy call up and say he dated your wife 22 years ago.
It's no big deal, man. It's no big deal
Yeah, it's easy for you. How long have you been married? Are you in the public spotlight?
No, I'm not even married.
Do you do a radio show?
He doesn't count. He's not even married. He's not allowed.
Oh, I'm allowed. Man.
No, you're not. You're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
You're not married. Yeah, how the hell do you know?
And listen,
it doesn't matter. It's 22 years ago.
I wasn't even seriously busting the guy's balls.
Right.
I'm not seriously busting his balls now.
Exactly. It was just, you know, but I'll tell you what, really, I have
well,
to be
I'm
honest
here. I'm not even seriously calling to mess with you guys either. I just wanted to get on the air.
I know, everybody's right. doing sure. that. You know what? The thing that really
right.
that,
hang up, you douchebag.
The thing that really irritated me was, I don't know why, but halfway through that, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about it. You know, all of a sudden, he's real curious. Then he gets his nut. By finding yeah. out the fact that he'd been craving.
Correct.
He gets his confirmation, and I think he owed us a little entertainment.
Right.
And he didn't want to give any up. That's my issue no. with the guy.
I had all kinds of questions about my wife. You know. Like, what was she like back then?
Sure.
You know, how far did you get with her? Did you try anything with
right.
her?
Probably not.
You know, I would have gone down all those avenues with the guy. With,
you know, based on the evening, I would say probably not. You know, your Ken Beatrice lecture followed by your pig roast doesn't usually result in any kind of sexual activity.
Guy named Kenny.
Hi, I'm Kenny.
You sound like Jackie April, Jackie Hi. Jr.
Hey, I'm you, sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I was, hey, I was, and I'm married, and I agree with you 100%. Some
amen.
Guy tells me he dated my wife 22 years ago. I want to beat his ass.
Amen, brother.
I didn't even want to beat his ass. But it, no. it, you know, it is kind of spooky, though, that the guy would remember that from 22 years ago. And it wasn't like
right.
they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
It was one date at a pig roast 22 years ago.
Do you want to get a movie that is a comedy but has a perspective on former relationships? Go see Meet the Parents, all right? Meet the Parents has the ex-boyfriend. That's all what it's about.
Oh, you mean the guy who's the woodman?
Yeah, the guy
who's a craftsman who makes the stand that Ben Stiller
yeah,
sets on fire?
Similar thing. It's not exactly the same, but it's got similarities all over the place. Whenever you're married to somebody and you love somebody, you know, it's not a comfortable situation to reminisce when you're on the other end. You know, it's like going to a class reunion with a spouse when you weren't in the class. It's uncomfortable.
Yes, I did that one time. I'm never doing that again with my wife either.
I did it, but I was, you know, that is the advantage. And, you know, my brother-in-law, Lou, God love him, you know, we married twins. So we went to the reunion
right there.
Yeah, we were just, Lou and I hung out all night together. It was fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dated you 22 years ago, and let me tell you, you're the best. I'm clenching onto that memory, and I'll never let it go.
All right, well, thank you. I don't remember you, but I'm glad you remember me.
Sweetheart, I will never forget you. Best I ever had.
All right. Thank you, darling.
I love you, honey.
No, I love you, baby. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am so jealous.
What?
I dated Mike 22 years ago. I guess I should have dated Don.
Randy? Randy, how are
it's
you?
Baby.
Oh, hi, baby. You were the best, man.
Oh, that was a wonderful night.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe how good that was.
Well, it was good, and not just one time, right?
Hello.
Again and again and again.
Again.
Yeah. Hello. He used to call me Snapper.
Mike Show.
Yeah, Rob.
Hello. Is anybody on this line? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, can I talk to Don?
I'm here. Hello.
Don, how you doing?
Oh, what can I do for you, sir?
Everybody's busting your balls so much, I figured I'd had to call and put my 2 cents in. There's only 3 Hot Fritas in the world. Your wife's one, 2 are probably dead. So that's the only reason this guy's remembering it, because he hears that name every day. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, but still think about it. And before I met Frida, I went through a variety of women.
Fridas? No Fridas, though.
But aren't there other one or two yes. that really stand out in your memory?
Definitely.
I am not lying about this.
Uh-huh.
I one time...
Wow.
With a girl...
Wow. This is something you're holding back.
Yeah.
You're editing yourself. That's interesting.
She had a very unusual name, a name that, well, as a matter of fact, I remember the name now to this day. So I've got, you know, maybe if I heard the name every, but it's a name that's much more unusual than Frida.
Hey, the bottom line, we've all had past.
It's not Mulva.
No, we've all had past. The thing is, your spouse doesn't want to hear about your past on either side. It ain't comfortable
for
your
policy.
It isn't comfortable for the husband. It isn't comfortable for the wife. If they say it is, they're lying to you. The fact of the matter is, it's best just to move on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Getting off the main subject y'all are on, I would like to send y'all a gift.
You'd like to send us a what?
A gift.
What type of gift?
You know how you're always talking about the Superman and Lois Lane?
Yes.
That's a book that that's in.
Hey, could you just speak a little slower? You're a little too fast for me. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Sorry about that.
Could you speak a little slower?
A little slower?
Are you a comic book dealer?
No, it's not a comic book. It was written by...
Wait, can you please slow down? I'm really having a hard time understanding you. Please speak slower.
Okay, it is not a comic book.
Too fast.
It is not a comic book.
Yeah. Oh, now I can understand you. Okay.
Better, right?
Yeah.
No, it is a book that was originally written by Larry Niven.
Answer me these questions three. I have a piece of literature that may amuse you. Do you have Radioactive Man number one?
All right, goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Get his pants down around his ankle.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was the gift.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I sold Buzz a bag of weed 22 years ago.
Oh, no, knock it off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
I dated Rob 22 years ago. We were like 8 years old.
God.
And it was beautiful first grade love.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
all right. He was a whore.
Okay. It was. Get out of here. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
I tell you, this is just the beginning. Going around breaking street lamps. City property, mind you. Next thing you know, they'll be on motorcycles wearing them leather jackets and zooming around. They'll take over the whole town of Reign and Terror.
Boy, these are just boys you're talking about. They're only about 8 years old.
Yeah, well, today's 8-year-olds are tomorrow's teenagers. I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. First sign a youngster's going wrong, you got to nip it in the bud.
I'm going to have a talk with them. Now, what more you want me to do?
Well, just don't molly come.
I won't.
Nip it. You go read any book you want on the subject of child discipline, and you'll find every one of them is in favor of bud nipping.
Take care of it.
Only one way to take care of it.
Nip it.
In the bud.
Cut it.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Let them pop a couple of hot balls in ye.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
All right, listen, here's our travel schedule. Friday, we'll be in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah.
Damn it, I love it there. We're going to be doing the live show from 96 Rock.
All right.
And the Las Vegas style show Friday night in Delaware at the Rusty Rudder. Next week, we'll be in New York City a couple of days from WNEW. Hey. And we're going to be playing Strip Trivia live in the studio. With some New York folks.
That's right.
If you're hearing this tonight on WNEW, we need at least 5 girls, at least 5 guys. We give away thousands of dollars when we play Strip Trivia. Just regular folks, if you're interested, email us and we'll call you back. Okay, here's a special address for WNEW listeners. Strip Trivia at AOL.com.
That's it. It's very easy.
Okay? And the other thing I want to plug is the all-gay Memorial Day at the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House with Homo Joe. If you're interested in living a life of a week of your life on the air, email Homo Joe at homojoedm@AOL.com or go to his website, homojoe.com.
So now we've given you a lot of opportunities to really get involved with the show and bring it on.
And we're working on a couple more things with the webcam. We're going to try to get the webcam for Strip Trivia next week. No promise on that because it's from New York.
Right.
I talked to someone during the break, and we're definitely going to have the webcam for all 7 days of the all-gay Memorial Day.
Excellent.
At the Miller Lite Dewey Beach House. So you'll be able to go to donandmikefans.com.
And check it out.
Click on an icon, and the camera will be on 24 hours a day.
Oh, that is excellent. Very good. I'm looking forward to seeing that, and you can see, Homo Joe and all sorts of crazy poses.
And Dennis Murphy.
Okay, so we got all that covered. I think we did everything. We had the Vegas Style Show, Strip Trivia at AOL.com, the Homo Joe thing. Now, if I could ask everybody listening, including Mike and Buzz,
yes.
Please get out a piece of paper.
Okay.
And a number 2 pencil.
Very good.
Time to play. A game that we've not played for a long time. Can ye get to 10?
Here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's on 10.
That's right.
Just make it through their list of lies from 1 to number 10.
What are you making a face about?
He touched me again.
Who's it, Rob?
Mm-hmm. He touched me again.
I thought you like it when he touches you.
No, not that way.
Okay. So it was bad touch.
Very bad touch. That was a VBT, very bad touch.
Here's how we play Can You Get to 10 if you've never heard it. We're going to come up with 10 lies, each more incredible than the previous.
Right.
It will end with glorious 4, 5, or 6 way sex between you and celebrities.
Right.
And what you do is you write down these lies as we're going to read them. We're going to make them up now, and we'll read them back to you, and you write them down like we're going to write them down. Then you call your mother or your father, and you tell them that you're on the radio, and you're doing a true confession segment. And if you can get through, if you can weave all 10 lies in your own style, without your mom or dad saying, you're full of crap, I don't believe this, you must be lying, we will pay you 100 American dollars. $10 a lie, but you got to make it through all 10 lies.
That's it, and you have to do it your own way and make it sound credible.
Now, we always like to come up with celebrities.
Yes.
And I was looking in the newspaper. I've got a couple of names already.
Okay.
One name is Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit, who's going to be directing a movie.
Right.
Here's another name. Now, I don't know if this would be too unbelievable. Dwayne Johnson.
Oh.
He, of course, is The Rock.
Yes, The Rock.
And the third name I came up with is Jenna Elfman, because I'm reading this stupid thing about Dharma and Greg, which, okay, it's never been a funny show. Right. Dharma and Greg has never been funny, but a sign that a show that even wasn't funny when it was supposed to be funny is on its last legs. Tonight they're doing a very special Dharma and Greg, where it's a dramedy where Dharma might break up with Greg.
Oh, no.
Now, why don't they just put that friggin' show out of its misery?
They will.
And would someone just please tell her to blow her nose? Every time I see her, whether it's on that...
the red nose. She's one of the red nose actresses.
Yeah.
The great tradition of Penelope Ann Miller and Jill Clayburgh before her.
Oh, Jill Clayburgh is the queen of... That's a good
Jill,
role.
Jill Clayburgh, you got to go way back. This is for the older listeners
go
right
back
now.
To the movie Starting Over with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, my God. It looked like, seriously, she was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What's the movie she did with Michael Douglas, where Michael Douglas was the baseball player?
I know. I don't remember the title. I mean, they're so old. It's been a million years since she's done a movie. But she always looked like she rubbed her nose. And now Penelope Ann Miller. And there's another three-named actress that has the red nose syndrome, too.
But Jenna Elfman's the worst. If you've seen her in EdTV.
Right.
Or maybe you've seen her in the movie with Ben Stiller, where Ben Stiller's the rabbi and Ed Norton is the priest.
Red nose people.
Right.
All the time.
So if we've got Fred Durst, Dwayne Johnson, Jenna Elfman, and, of course, Rudy Martsky from USA Today is always involved.
Right.
Right. I'm open for a couple more.
Well, I think maybe you, you know, you've got the, you've got music represented. You've got the actress there, Jenna Elfman. So it's, you got Fred Durst, Jenna Elfman.
Dwayne Johnson.
And The Rock. You've got a wrestler. Right.
And Rudy.
Rudy makes four.
We need at least one and maybe two more.
You know, I was thinking about an event that instead of a celebrity that we could make it revolve around a charity softball game. And Michael Bolton has always been a very prominent charity softball
player. The Bolton Bombers.
The Bolton Bombers. And that will be an assist right there, Rob.
Michael Bolton. And if we got room for one more, who do you want, Rob?
I was going to say someone from the world of television news, perhaps Mark McEwen.
You know, I was thinking TV news, too. Mark McEwen.
Who's that? The
Mark McEwen's the
black weatherman on CBS?
On CBS, yes, right. Mark McEwen.
What do you mean, who? You start every morning with Brian and Jay.
You know, that's one of the questions that we decided not to do at the CBS store. Right. When we were in New York a couple of weeks ago, one of the questions Rob and I was throwing around was, don't you think CBS has the best black weatherman? But as you know, you've got Al Roker and our friend Tony Perkins and Mark McEwen. And that's it. If you want to be on morning television and do your brother, you got to do the weather.
Do the weather.
Apparently so.
So these are the celebrities. Fred Durst, Dwayne Johnson, Jenna Elfman, Rudy Marcy, Michael Bolton, and Mark McEwen.
Yeah, and you know, it could start at the charity softball game.
Well, okay, it could. I wanted to work a manhole cover exploding into it somehow.
Okay,
but I guess that would make it exclusive to the D.C. area.
No, you could have any city in the country. You could have a manhole cover explode.
All right, well, you know what? All right, we'll go that way. Here's line number one.
Number one. Here we go. Get ready, everyone.
Hi, Mom or Dad. Mm-hmm. I was at a charity softball game today, where Michael Bolton's team, Michael Bolton's Bombers, were playing. I went up to him after the game, asked him for his autograph, and he said, I seemed like such a nice person. He asked if I would like to come to the team party. See, this works.
Yeah, I love it. Right there, I'm already loving it.
This works if you're a guy or if you're a girl.
Sure.
Because Michael Bolton maybe said, hi, would you like to come to the party? You know, whether you're a guy or a girl. So you're at the Bolton Bombers softball game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bear with us now because we're all writing these things down, too. Right.
Invited to post-game party.
Mm-hmm. Team party. Invited to team party. Okay, lie number two. If everybody's got that.
Very good.
Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Okay, lie number two, Mike.
When I accepted, Michael Bolton asked me if I could give two team members a ride to the city hotel.
And again, you work this in for whatever city you're calling us from. If you're in Sacramento, you'd be, you know, maybe at the downtown Marriott. If you're calling us from Baltimore, you'd be at one of the nice hotels down by the Inner Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he wants to bring two celebs on the teammates.
Yeah, two team members to do. Rudy Martsky and pick one, guys. Do you want it to be Mark McKeown? Mark McKeown riding with Rudy Martsky?
Yeah, because they're real low level.
Okay, when I accepted, he asked me if I could give Rudy Martsky
and Mark McKeown
a ride
to the party.
To the party. Because you can always have a little vomit in the back.
Don't you always require them to refer to him as USA Today's Rudy Martsky?
Yes. It's got to be USA Today's Rudy Martsky, and you'll have to tell your mom or dad, I'm sure, who Mark McKeown is.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And he's on the CBS Good Morning Show.
With Bryant and Jane Clayson.
All right. Here's line number three. As we were on our way to the party, suddenly Rudy became sick and threw up.
On Mark McKeown?
No. Just Rudy threw up. So we get the other celebrities involved.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled over on the side of the road so he could puke. And as we pulled over, the team bus, which was following my car,
mm-hmm.
pulled over also. And out came TV's Jenna Elfman. Okay, so Rudy throws up. Basically, here's a lie. Rudy throws up in a car. So you pull over, and you're being followed by Michael Bolton's team bus.
Uh-huh.
And when they see that Rudy's ill, TV's Jenna Elfman comes out, and Rudy throws up on her. She's trying to help him.
Hey, this is taking an interesting... Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be your standard bus, does it? It can be like a tour bus, can't it?
Correct.
There we go.
All right, so
ladies and gentlemen, there's a chance we may not even get to the hotel.
Yep, this could all happen on the bus.
Okay.
All right, so now you're on the
way to the party. Let me see that, because I wrote it down. You're on the way to the party. Rudy throws up. We pull over, and the team bus, which has been following us, stops, and Jenna Elfman gets out to help Rudy because she sees him, and Rudy throws up all over her.
Correct.
That's it.
So now we're up to lie number
four.
Okay.
Jenna suggests that we all just get on the team bus and come back and pick my vomit-covered car up later. So we get on the bus.
Jenna, because that's number four.
We can do that. Jenna suggests that we leave my car behind and invites us all to hop on the team bus to go to the party.
Okay. That's number four. Jenna says, hey, listen, this is a mess out here. He's throwing up all over your car. He's throwing up on me. Leave your car right here. We'll come back and get it. Come get on this bus with me. Now, line number five, and this is where you start to really suck your mom and dad in. You're saying, you won't believe this bus. This is a gigantic refurbished tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
So you go through, you tell them, wow, it's extraordinary inside. It's got all the amenities. And when I walk in, I see, having a drink, Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit and Dwayne Johnson, who you might know better as The Rock. Okay, because now, once we set this up, we can get to the good part.
Okay. We got all the celebrities in there, right?
Right. So, you get on the tour bus, and you got to sell this. You say, Jesus, Mom, Dad, you're not going to believe it. I get on this bus. There are TVs inside this bus. There's couches. There's mm-hmm. beds. There's food. There's drink. And I get on the bus, and who are the first people I see but Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit and Dwayne Johnson, my favorite wrestler, The Rock. You know what, though? We've got to work Michael Bolton into the next lie.
Taking care of.
Number six. Okay, lie number six. Here we go.
Mom and Dad, they call it the Bolton Bomber Bus. And it was incredible. And as we get moving, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw Michael Bolton and The Rock begin to kiss. It's called the Bolton Bomber Bus. And as we got rolling, I couldn't believe my eyes as I saw Michael Bolton and Dwayne Johnson, otherwise known as The Rock, start making out.
Wow.
Kissing.
Okay, now I'm going to head us towards the bathroom.
Towards the back of the bus where the bedroom is, of course.
No. I'm going to get us to the shower first.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a shower there, too.
Yes.
Right.
Number seven. Rudy Martsky, who, as it turns out, is a bit of a homophobe, was disgusted by this and once again threw up all over the place. So Rudy was disgusted mm-hmm. by this homophobic Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Was disgusted and threw up again.
Which should lead you right into the shower area. Number eight. Once again, Jenna Elfman saved the day and suggested that all of us pick Rudy up and throw him in the shower to get him cleaned up. This is number eight, right?
Right.
And if we're going to do that, we need to step out of our clothes.
No, hold on, though. That can be number nine.
Okay. All right.
Get ahead of yourself here.
All right. So Jenna Elfman once again saves the day mm-hmm. and suggests that all of us help Rudy up and throw him into the shower on the tour bus where he can get cleaned up.
Because now he's covered with his own vomit.
Yes, he's covered with his own issue.
Covered.
Yeah, that's right. We can't do the other one with number nine.
Okay. Number nine. Now we're all in the back of the bus. Jenna starts the shower. Rudy suddenly comes to life, arms and legs flailing. We all get soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred Durst says, hey, what the hell? We're all covered with vomit. We're all soaking wet. Why don't we just take a shower? Okay, so Rudy wakes up, flails his arms around, gets us all wet. Fred Durst says, we're covered in vomit, and we're soaking wet. Why don't we just slip out of our clothes and get into the shower?
That's number nine. And then Mom and Dad, after we got naked, Fred, Jenna, Mark McEwen, Rudy Martsky, The Rock, Michael Bolton, and I,
glorious seven-way sex. And you've gotten to say glorious seven-way sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to name all the celebrities.
Yes, their full names. Fred Durst, Jenna Elfman, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, Mark McEwen, Rudy Martsky, Michael Bolton, and me
had glorious seven-way sex.
That's it, on a tour bus.
So, to review...
On the Bolton Bomber tour bus.
To review, here's how the game works. Robbie, give me the telephone sound, please. The Mike, you want to be mother?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Hello?
Hi, mother.
Yes.
Mother, it's me, Donnie. I'm on the Don and Mike radio show.
Oh, hello, Donnie. How are you doing?
I'm playing a you're on the air right now, Mom, because I'm playing...
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm playing a game called True Confessions.
Oh, really?
And I want to tell you something that happened to me today, Mom.
Oh, great. Did you have a good day?
Oh, I had a great day, Mom. Listen to this.
Okay.
I went to a charity baseball game today, a charity softball game, a celebrity softball game.
Yeah.
And it was Michael Bolton's team, the Michael Bolton Bomber softball team.
Michael Bolton, yeah.
Is a singer with long hair.
Yes, whatever.
And after the game,
yeah,
I was getting his autograph, and he said, you know what, you're so cool and you're such a fan, I'd like to invite you to the team party.
Oh, a party. Good.
So we're walking out of the parking lot. He says, listen, my bus is a little full. How about you get in your car?
Me?
No, he said this to me, Mom.
Oh, yes.
And we'll go caravan style to the party.
Caravan style.
Would you mind taking a couple of teammates with you? And I said, no. And so into my car, Mom.
Yes?
USA Today's Rudy Martsky.
Oh, I read him. He's in the newspaper.
And the weatherman from the CBS Good Morning Show, Mark McEwen.
Who?
Well, Mom, you're not going to believe this.
Yes, of course.
We're out on the freeway, and we're driving for a couple of minutes. And this one guy, Rudy Martsky, apparently has had too much to drink. And,
oh, dear.
He says he has to throw up.
Oh, no.
And I don't want to get throw up in my car.
Of course not. That's a lovely car you drive.
So we pull over on the side of the road.
Yes?
And, Mom, he starts puking like...
Oh, the poor man.
Like it's nobody's business. And
well, has he had a lot to drink?
Yeah. Well, he's an alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
And
that's all right.
The tour bus that had pulled up behind us with all the celebrities on it,
yes?
We were over like in this rest area.
Uh-huh.
And the door opened and out came... Jenna Elfman from TV's Dharma and Greg?
Dharma. I watched that. I watched that on the TV.
She came out with some handy wipes.
Yeah.
And she wanted to help him. And you know what he did?
Well, they're good for vomit.
He turned around and he threw up all over Jenna Elfman.
Oh, that poor man. He must have been so ill.
So then Michael Bolton comes out and Jenna Elfman says, oh, I'm covered in vomit. And she says, listen, why don't you just leave your car here in this rest area and come back and get on the Bolton Bombers bus with us.
The Bolton Bombers bus. Oh, that's not nice.
So now, Mom, we get on this bus.
Yes?
I mean, this bus has got amenities like you wouldn't believe. It's a giant tour bus.
Oh, that is nice.
It has TVs and...
What's a tour bus?
It's like what the Charlie Daniels band drives around.
Oh, yes, yes. He's
Merle Haggard.
Yes, of course. The bus that they ride on.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's got...
Yes,
inside the bus, it's got big chairs, it's got TVs.
Sorry for my mindless parental question.
And stereos,
yes.
And a bar, and it's really fancy.
Oh, fancy, spell. You're a fancy lad. Come on.
So I'm on the bus, and I see a weird thing happen in the corner.
What?
You know Michael Bolton, the singer?
Yes.
Who invited me to come along?
Yes, Donnie.
He's in the corner with...
Oh, the singer?
Yes. He's in the corner with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, The Rock.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Oh, I like him.
And, Mom, they start to kiss.
Two men?
Yeah, Michael Bolton and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, they start
Donnie,
to kiss.
Donnie.
Mom, I wouldn't lie to you, Mom.
Oh, no.
So this guy who got sick earlier...
Yes, he wasn't kissing anyone, was he?
No. USA Today's Rudy Martsky. Well, as it turns out, he's kind of homophobic.
Oh, yes.
So when he sees these two men kissing...
Uh-huh.
He throws up again all over the place.
Oh, that poor man. He's so ill.
And once again, you know who comes over to help him out, Mom?
Who would that be?
Jenna Elfman.
Oh, she's a dear.
She comes over and she says,
yeah?
Let's throw him in the shower because now at this point...
Yes, clean him up.
Rudy is covered with his own vomit and this bus... It's so incredible, Mom. It's got a bathroom with a shower and a tub in it.
Oh, well, isn't that fancy? Aren't you a fancy boy?
So, we bring Rudy back.
Is he still ill?
Yeah, he's throwing up, and we bring him back by the shower, and he's kind of passed out.
Oh, poor man.
And when we turn the water on,
yeah?
He has this reaction when he starts flailing his arms and legs.
Oh, yes, he probably came too.
Yeah, he wakes up, and he splashes water over all of us, and we got vomit and water over all of us.
Oh, dear God.
So Fred Durst, the singer from Limp Bizkit?
I don't know him.
He says, he's a nice guy, Mom.
Is he?
Yeah, he has a backwards baseball hat.
Oh, does he now? Yeah.
Now, he says, hey, everybody, you know, we're covered with vomit.
Oh, that's horrible.
And Rudy has gotten all the shower water on.
Oh, dear.
As long as we're all in the shower area, why don't we just...
Yes.
Take a communal shower. Why don't we just take our clothes off and take a shower and get cleaned up?
Oh, yes. What?
So, Mom, once we got in the shower...
You took your clothes off?
Yeah, I took a shower with these people. I was covered with vomit, Mom.
Oh, yes, okay.
And then, I don't know how to tell you this, Mom.
What's that?
But me and Fred Durst and Dwayne Johnson and Jenna Elfman and Rudy Martsky
yeah?
and Michael Bolton
uh-huh.
and Mark McEwen
yeah? We had glorious seven-way sex.
Oh, mother.
Now, Bubba, you can't. Oh, you're such a lying.
See, I'm not
crap.
Mother, you can't do that.
You come back here. You're lying to me. I'm your mother.
Mike said, she'll be.
Oh, dear. I had to leave the house. I don't like you anymore. What kind of son? I'm just so. You're just inherited. Goodbye. Goodbye. You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
I wish I could have played out of the air because it was perfect. It was just so.
I was supposed to say, holy yes. Rob, I swear to God, halfway through that, I was thinking about doing that.
So listen, yeah. I know it's unbelievable, but if you think you can swing this with your mom and dad,
yeah,
and we will have our crap detectors out in Sonoma,
oh, yeah.
Right? If you think that you can walk them through those 10 lies in your own style, mm-hmm. call us now at 877-365-3636. If you make it all the way to the end, I didn't say the T. I don't know if they're going to buzz. Are they deleting that out?
I'll go check.
I believe they did.
Yes, they did.
I just turned a quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Bullsh. If your mom or dad don't say bullsh, or if they don't say, I don't believe you, or this can't possibly be true.
But I admire you for testing the consonant rule.
Yeah, and why is it you can say... Well, I guess you can. I guess we just found out you can't say bull S-H-I, which is what I said, and they deleted it out.
Yeah. Came a little too close, I guess.
Didn't say the T, though.
Probably a little too close for the censors.
Right. Well,
the censors.
F the censors.
The T was silent.
The censor is the pixie girl upstairs who chain smokes.
You used the French version right there.
Bouchy.
Bouchy. That's probably being delayed too.
Bouchy. So as long as your mom and dad doesn't say that and you make it through all 10 lines.
Yeah, I mean that or, you know, hey, I think you're lying. You're full of it. Come on now, stop lying to me.
Something along those lines. Right. We will pay you $10 for each lie, meaning you'll win $100. So if your mom or dad are gullible, hey, it's best if your mom or dad have gone a little senile. Call us at 877-365-3636. We'll call your mom and dad. Hope you've got the list of lies. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
7.5 inches long and about 3 inches in girth.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi. we need the phone numbers, please.
Yeah.
See, a bunch of people are standing by to play Can You Get to 10, the special Fred Durst edition, the Dwayne Johnson edition. That's Michael Bolton, Rudy Martsky, Mark McEwen.
All happening on a tour bus.
Let's start with, who is this? Jennifer?
Yes.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from?
California.
Beautiful. Right. Now we're going to be calling your mom. What's her name?
Donna.
Oh, Donna.
Donna the Mamo.
Now, have you heard this game before?
Yes.
Okay, then. I hope that you're skilled at... Let me ask you, do you lie to your mom every once in a while?
just so I don't get in trouble.
Sure. Okay. Well, as long as you're skilled at it, you can weave a tale here.
You know, sometimes someone who lies on a regular basis, though, mom might be a skilled decipherer of the truth.
All we ask is that you loosely stick to our script.
Okay.
That you don't fly through this so fast that your mom doesn't have a chance to react.
Okay.
Like, you can't say, hey, I was on the bus today. Rudy Martsky threw up. He was kissing Michael Bolden.
Right.
We had glorious seven-way sex.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the bit is supposed to be you're playing true confessions with your mom.
Okay.
Yeah, and you set it up any way you see fit.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Let me,
this is Judy. We're going to call Dono the Mamo.
Mamo.
Donna's Judy's Mamo.
And again, if you get through all 10, we'll give you a
number you have dialed has been disconnected, and there is no new number.
Oh, my God.
Who is that guy?
Maybe I misdialed. Hold on.
Wouldn't that be bad news?
I talked to her last night.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, a lot of things can happen overnight.
Maybe I misdialed.
The number you have dialed has been disconnected, and there is no new number.
Donna has left the building.
Your mamo
Hold on. Why don't you give that number to Lisa one more time?
Okay.
Hey, Lisa, would you pick up line 6, please? Because if that, let me try it again. Let's see what I'm doing.
9, 9, 6. That's a very heavy,
very surly.
You know, just like,
it's been disconnected and will never be opened again.
Go away.
Well, maybe it's getting through now.
The number you have dialed has been disconnected. And there is no new number.
And there is no new number. Where will there ever be?
That's the part of it. And there's no new number.
You are basically screwed.
Nope. Hold on. See, I have these two numbers. It's 2-3, not 3-2.
Transposed.
That's okay. All right. She's dyslexic.
And it will never be replaced. It could have been if they paid on time. But okay. They didn't.
All right, we had two numbers screwed up. Are you there, Jennifer?
Judy. Judy or Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry, my fault. My bad, man.
Well, all for naught if your mom's not there.
Oh, my gosh.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Okay, hold on.
You feel you have reached...
When's the last time you talked to your mom?
Hold on a second. Yeah, I think she said yesterday. Is yesterday the last time you talked to her?
Last night, yes. Oh.
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, she's moved. Now, Rob, I don't think she's expired.
Let me try.
Rob was doing the sleepy sign, comic book X over the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she's... The phone company's had her way.
Oh, dear.
Even if she's in the eternal sleep, the phone wouldn't be turned off yet.
It would be ringing and ringing and ringing.
Unless she was delinquent on her bill.
Be ringing. Oh. Yeah. Oh, here you go. Hey, Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi, Mom.
No, it's your dad.
Uh-oh. I need to talk to my mom.
Okay.
Not you.
Tell him he's on the radio.
Oh, you're on the radio, Dad. I love you.
Hi, Dad.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Hello? Mom? Yes? You're on the radio. What? You're on the radio. Oh, thanks a lot. I have to tell you something.
She's on the Don and Mike radio show.
Right
now. We're on the air right now.
Playing a little game we call True Confessions here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. All right, Jennifer, what'd you do? All right. I went to a softball game today. It was a charity softball game.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Bolton was there. And his team was called the Bolton Bombers. Watched the game, and he asked if I'd like to go to a team party with him afterwards. And I said, yeah, and he wanted to know if I could give a couple guys a ride to the party. And I said, sure. So I look, and it's Rudy Martsky from USA Today and Mark McEwen from CBS Good Morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, okay, cool. So they get in my car, and we're driving, and we're following the bus and the team bus, and we're on our way, and Rudy throws up all in my car. It's so gross. So we pulled over to get him outside so he could throw up outside, and the team bus pulled over, and Jenna Elfman comes running out to help us.
She is flying through these. Yeah.
She's like trying to help us clean him up and everything, and Michael Bolton comes back, and he tells us to get on his bus, mm-hmm. and he'll give us a ride, and just leave my car, and we'll come back and get it. So we get on the bus, and it's huge. It's so big. It's got TVs and DVD players.
She's
got
to give her mom a chance to react to some of this.
I walk in, and I see Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit and Dwayne Johnson, who's a wrestler, the Rock, and they're drinking.
I don't think she's going to win anyway.
The bus is called the Bolton Bomber, and we're driving, and Michael Bolton and Dwayne Johnson start kissing. And Rudy is such a homophobe. He just started throwing up all over again.
She's all over the room.
So once again, Jenna ran over and suggested we get him in the shower.
Oh, God.
He's just all covered in throw up. So Jenna starts the shower.
No reaction.
And Rudy,
from mom.
Realizes, all the water's hitting him. It's cold. And he gets us all wet. And we're even covered in throw up. So Fred Durst says, we're all soaked and covered in throw up. Why not all of us just get in the shower? And we could get cleaned up.
Right.
Then,
Mom just said right.
7-way sex.
I don't believe that.
Yay! Thank you.
Well, it was so poorly told, Mom. You're not supposed to believe that. One of the worst jobs ever on Can You Get the Pen?
I believe it.
Jennifer, you're absolutely awful at this.
Mormon.
You're awful.
Horrible. You're the Duke, useless bitch.
Oh, my God. You're Mormon?
Yeah.
Now, that's why you were so bad at lying.
Mm-hmm.
you know, this was the poster child for how not to play this game.
Right.
You know, what's the last thing I told you, honey? Go slow.
You sprinted through those.
And
I did her too well.
And for anyone who is playing the game later, you have to mention the names of all seven celebrities when you get to the end of the Glorious Seven-Way Sex.
And as Mom did, as Mom said at the end, she does not believe it. She is correct.
Mm-hmm.
It was all one big lie, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's supposed to try to convince you, but she didn't do a very good job.
No, she didn't.
Big losers. All right, thank you, girls.
You're going to kill me?
Bye. No. You'll have to take call your mom later, Jennifer.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Pete Johnson doesn't take that very well. He doesn't.
That was not a good one.
That's not the way to play the game.
No. Are you want to try another girl or a guy next?
Let's try another girl and see how we do with the gal.
Hello, Lindsay?
Hello.
Hey, Lindsay, where are you from?
Green Bay.
Lindsay from Green Bay. Yep. Beautiful. And what's your mom's first name?
Her name is Jean.
Jean. Okay, I've got the number. Now, did you hear the last girl?
Yes, I did.
That was like how not to play this game.
Right, I got this.
Now, Lindsay, is it Gina or Jean?
It's Jean.
Jean.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. We're going to call Jean.
Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah.
Mike, I think it's Jean.
It's Jean.
Jean.
Okay, very good.
Come on. Well, this is one of our most difficult games to play.
Yes, it is. Jean.
Nah.
I don't think it's like Gina Davis. I think it's like
hello.
Jean. Hello, Jean?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, listen, hey, Lindsay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, tell your mom she's on the radio.
Hi, Mom. You're on the radio with your favorite show, Don and Mike. Oh, cool. All right. For what? I got to complain about something.
No, no, you're doing something called True Confessions.
Yeah, True Confessions. Okay. Remember 2 weeks ago?
It's not a good sign when the mom's aware of the show.
Not at all. And also when I've got
hello.
A complaint.
This is cutting out. My phone's cutting out. This darn thing is so cheap. Hello?
I'm smelling a rat, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Big
time.
Really?
Big time.
Okay, all right. Okay. Let him play it out.
Yeah.
Well, I went to this charity baseball game. You may have heard of it. It's with Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
And it was down at the Fox City Stadium, you know, the Timber Rattlers play.
Down in Appleton.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's called the Bolton Bombers.
Okay.
After the game, Ellen and I went back to get the autographs. I had my jersey on from playing softball, so he asked if I wanted to come back with him to the team party.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that'd be pretty fun. He also said that the tour bus is kind of full, so he asked if I could give it to the guys a ride. I was kind of nervous because the car was a mess, but anyway, so...
Your car is usually a mess.
Right. So
she's going slow, as we have been instructed.
USA Today is Rudy Martsky, and CBS Good Morning Show weather guy named Mark McEwen.
Does he do that morning show thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I really believe him.
So I'm driving down the road. We're going to the Regency Suites.
Down the road.
And I guess Rudy had too much to drink. The sun was so hot, and he gets sick all in the back of the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hope you can send him the bill for cleaning it up.
No, it's okay. So we stopped the car because he's still getting sick. So he pulled on the side of the road.
The road.
A tour bus stops behind us, and out comes Jenna Elfman. From Dharma and Greg.
Jenna Elfman.
Yeah, Jenna Elfman.
Oh, my God. I hope you got her autograph. I love her.
No.
No.
So, anyway, she comes over to see if we're okay, and she ends up getting thrown up on. He throws up all over her.
I can see this becoming a part of their sitcom.
Right. So Jenna says we should just leave the car there,
yeah.
Get back on the bus. I'll come get my car later. So I'll get on the tour bus. And this thing is loaded. It's got DVD players. CD players, full bar, TVs, and two people I see when I get on the bus are Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit.
From what?
Johnson. The guy, The Rock, the wrestler guy from WWF.
Okay. I don't watch that very much.
Oh. So we're sitting there and having a couple drinks, watching some TV, talking about the game we just saw. And Michael Bolton and The Rock, they start to kiss.
Is that the mom?
Okay. So they start to kiss. And Rudy Martsky USA Today's Rudy Marsky. He's kind of homophobic. He gets nauseous again and starts throwing up all over the place. I mean, he was throwing up all over drinks, all over the chairs, all over this bus.
I don't know how you get yourself into this stuff.
I don't know either.
Do you not believe this?
Not in a minute.
I suggest that we all get Rudy in the shower to clean him up and try to sober him up. So we all bring him back to the back of the bus. I mean, this bus is so loaded it even has a shower in it.
Okay.
Full bathroom.
Water.
So Jenna starts the shower, and we put him under the water, and Rudy gets, he just starts freaking out. It's like he's sobering up, and he starts flailing all over, getting sick again. So we got all wet. We got all puke all over us. We're standing over just a mess. And Fred Durst, the guy from Limp Bizkit, he suggests that we all just get naked since we're all wet and full of puke anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
So we all get naked. Then Michael Bolton, Fred Durst, Mark McKeown, USA Today is Rudy Marsky, Jenna Elfman, Dwayne Johnson, better known as The Rock, and I, we all had glorious seven-way sex.
So is this like your first time?
Mom.
Hey, you know, I'm going to leave him hanging here for a minute.
Yeah,
seven way. Glorious. It was glorious. Alrighty then. How come you weren't working on this day?
This is when I went camping, when I told you I was going camping.
Okay.
2 weekends ago.
Okay, yes, you did tell me that. And why this came up instead, or...
I don't know.
Well,
if I
we were
going
to go camping, but then we decided to go to the game.
Okay. Where did you get the tickets from?
We just bought them there.
And you knew it was a Bolton thing?
Yeah, we heard it on the radio before.
You don't believe us, though?
Well, they're waiting for us to jump in and congratulate her on a victory. I could be wrong.
Hello, hello. This phone is cutting out again.
See, I'm on the fence. If you weren't there giving me that look,
yeah,
I would probably believe it.
Are we just going to hang up?
I think the mom just hung up. Was that your mom just hang up?
I'm still here.
Mom's still there.
Yeah?
Where did your daughter go?
I don't know.
Where'd Lindsay go?
I have a bad connection here. My phone keeps cutting out. I'm not sure.
But your daughter hung up. So what do you think of that story?
Well, yeah, listen, that's why we're calling, to get your reaction to that story.
She comes up with some pretty weird stuff. She's driven some celebrities' places before, but I don't think I've ever heard anything like that.
Who has she driven before?
Just some local people. They've had, like, some youth days here where they brought in some, I guess, pretty good professionals. I mean, they've done stuff on TV, and like that guy that plays the guitar with his toes, and some different people. I don't know their names.
Yeah. And you're a big fan of the show?
Of our show? Do you at least listen to our show?
I listen to your show. Am I a huge fan? It depends on what's going on. Some of the stuff gets a little weird.
Okay. Because your daughter mentioned that you were a big fan of the show right before we called.
Were you listening today?
No, I didn't. I got out of work, put the top down on the car, and cruised home.
Do you believe this story?
Do I believe this story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's not prone to fibbing too much. I just don't know about the seven-way sex. I don't know about that. But
so you probably don't believe that?
Well, that's what we were trying to figure out, which is why we asked her to call her mother, because we figured a girl wouldn't lie to her mother.
Well, I'm definitely going to talk to her further about that.
Okay. But so you really don't believe it then?
I would want to talk to her further about that.
But if we had to pin you down right now, because we were on the fence.
Okay.
Do you believe her or not?
Can I give you a percent?
No. Yes or no?
Well, she doesn't lie to me, so yeah, I guess I would buy it.
No way.
Way.
So you think that she's in on it?
She's scamming us.
Huh?
Yeah. See, Mike thinks that you're in on
it. I think you're in on it. We're playing a game. We're playing a game called Can You Get to 10?
Did your daughter call you and tell you that we're going to be doing this?
I just walked in the door from work.
See, we've lost the daughter. That's the important thing right now.
Yeah, I don't know where she is.
Well, let me tell you what. We should tell the mom, you know, either way, what we're doing here.
Well, we're playing a game where your daughter was supposed to call and tell you 10 lies.
It's called Can You Get to 10? It's a series of 10 lies. And if she gets all the way to the end without you saying, oh, you're full of it, then they win.
Are you really her mom?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. We thought it was just kind of unbelievable the way you were accepting all this.
Well, she comes up with some stuff. I'm telling you, she gets involved in some stuff. She's got some far out friends.
Okay. You know, and you're really her mom?
Yes, I am.
You swear to God?
I swear to God. I don't know what kind of proof I can give it.
No.
I think this might be the mom. The only thing that that brought it into question was at the very beginning of the call, the daughter, and your daughter said you're a really big fan of the show. And if you were really a big fan of the show, you may have heard this game before.
No, I've never heard this one before. I hear mostly about your big boob contest.
Okay, so this is what they ask you. As a mother, do you swear on your daughter's life that you're not playing with us here?
No, I'm not playing with you. I just walked in the door.
Okay.
All right. All right. Got to give her the money.
Yeah, then we got a winner.
We got a winner.
What do you think of your daughter? Jesus.
We're going to have a little conversation.
Well, it's all a lie. Remember that.
Yeah, right.
It's not true.
Gene,
don't worry. And Lindsay, I wish Lindsay was still on the line.
So she's off the hook, huh?
Yeah, she's off the hook.
Well,
I just may turn this one around on her.
Okay. Well, you know, if she was still on the line, she would have won $100. But since she hung up.
I get it.
Yeah, we'll give you the $100.
Yeah, you get the $100.
Cool.
Okay.
You sound very young.
Are you really her mom?
Yeah, I am.
Because you know what? If you're scamming us, it always comes out later.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that anybody would ever scam you guys. You do too good of a job to everybody else.
All right. Okay. All right. That's fine. Good answer.
Hold on. Would you like to talk to some of our listeners who are already calling saying you're lying to us?
Hello. No, I think I've about had enough.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. You can just listen to this. Hold on. Hey, Mike?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, why do you think they're lying?
Yeah, because in the beginning, when she started the story, that softball event that you guys made up, she asked the mother if she ever heard of it, and the mother said, yes, she knows about that event.
Well, that could be just a mom doing the yes thing. You know, moms do tend to do that. Everybody's heard about them.
Well, I figure they're scamming you.
Well, okay. You know what?
Sure.
Here's what I think. Is the mom still on the line?
Yes, I am.
You know what? Are you a Packer fan?
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Do you swear on the life of Vince Lombardi that you're telling us the truth?
I swear on anybody's life. In fact, we used to live across the street from Marie Lombardi.
Okay.
Well, all right. She's done it. Doesn't matter. She gets the $100.
Yes. We're going to send you $100, Gene.
And since you just walked in and we put you through this inquisition, thank you if we put you through it unnecessarily.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Hey, hold on there.
What?
Because we have to get your information to get you the money.
Hold on. You won't be on the air anymore. You're going to talk to one of our girls.
And thank you very much, Gene.
All righty.
Thank you there, Gene.
Yep.
I don't know why Lindsay jumped off the line, though.
Yeah, she just hung up. It was interesting.
No, because people call and tell us we were scammed.
Well, I mean, I'm not... It could go either way right now.
You started it.
Well, you know what? We have to make the... At a certain point, you got to... You have... You know, there's not much more you could do.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. Listen, this lady scammed you. Why didn't she question why somebody else was on the line? You know, she's talking to her daughter, and all of a sudden, Mike starts talking.
Oh, no, no. You should know this. When Mike and I talk, I take our microphones out of audition, so they can't hear us.
Yeah, but then you all started talking to her. Y'all started talking to the mother.
Well, the mother knew that she was on the radio show from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, man. All right, bro.
Just a fact.
It's a gut.
Right,
you go on a gut.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You can't do that.
You can't drop the S-bomb.
Well, it got over when you did it.
No.
You know what? If he heard that...
It got over when you did it, Don.
He just quoted you, so it must have gone out.
Lisa was telling me what happened was that when I said bull S-H-I without the last letter, they hit the delay. And what happened was... When the delay caught back up, it was right as when I said I didn't say the T.
Right.
But the way the delay worked was it went bull, S-H-I, then the time was compressed. And when we went back to real time is when I said T.
That was a fascinating behind-the-scenes look, Don.
So actually, the way that Lisa... Hey, Lisa, come here. Am I explaining this right?
I don't get it. I mean, if you said it and they hit the delay, that would knock the last 10 seconds out.
But they were late on the delay.
Okay.
So you got bull, S-H-I, and then when we went back to real time...
Right.
It clipped it right as I said T. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the listener had said, and I remember hearing...
You know, you're going to get us clipped again here.
Oh, I was just...
All right, don't say the word again.
Okay. You said bull, S-H-I, two times. And then you had said, I didn't say the T. So when she dumped it, I guess it had clipped to that point. So he's saying, bull S-H-I, and then it gets clipped to the T when he says, I didn't say the T.
Oh.
So it sounded like...
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
But listen, you can't say that, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bailey.
But you didn't believe her.
Not at all, because she was... trying so hard not to say you're lying or I don't believe
that's
you.
That's the part at the end.
She was trying way too hard not to do that.
That's what kind of convinced me at the end what I'm saying. What? So you believe her then?
Because she's a mom, and I said, do you swear to God? You know, unless she's not really a mom.
Right.
But then she brought up the whole Marie Lombardi thing.
Well, and she had a few moments.
Lying about that.
She had a few moments there where she was good. And if they are scamming, more be out. Sometimes it's successful.
I shouldn't say that. No. You know, we got a break. I'm sure people want to talk about that. More people, I don't know, want to play this game again or not. We'll be right back, okay?
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show. Another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Chinstrap to tell you more.
This Friday, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show hits the Delmarva area at the Rusty Rudder, 113 Dickinson Street in Dewey Beach, Delaware. You got to be 21 to get in. The show starts at 8. For information and directions, call 302-227-3888.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Radio Zeus's with the Juices. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And Ocean City on Friday.
Yeah, baby.
From 96 Rock. And next week we'll be in New York City from WNEW. We'll be playing Strip Trivia next week for the first time ever in New York. Very exciting.
Yeah.
If you would like to play with us, being as you're listening on tape delay on WNEW, please, we need 5 guys and 5 girls. We'll give away thousands of dollars, of course. And here's your special email address, striptrivia@aol.com.
Of course.
That's if you live in New York and you want to come down to WNEW next Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, afternoon to play Strip Trivia with us.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to it. That's the best way of getting everybody involved with that, by doing it through email, because we are on tape delay in New York City.
So you email us, and Lisa will call you back and find out who's, you know, full of BS and who's on the level. And we'll be able to tell you how many people we have signed up.
We know there are a lot of exhibitionists in New York City, so we're very optimistic about it.
Yeah, and the first prize will be at least $500, because we always give away at least $1,000 total when we play Strip Trivia.
It'll be special, first time in New York, and Pete Johnson will be involved.
Yay.
Hi.
In some respect,
all right.
Pete will be involved.
Your mom takes it up the bung, nipples like peanut butter cups.
And I think tomorrow we might call the sex lines and just let Pete talk to the sex girls.
That's a wonderful idea.
I know we talked about that for a while. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have a question about The Sopranos.
About The Sopranos? Yeah, what about The Sopranos?
Do you think that they're setting up a Ralphie and Tony showdown? Like Ralphie Hughes and Jackie Jr.?
Very astute. Who is this, Tom Shales?
I tell you, the promos for the next episode do not look strong to me.
Hello, Don and Mike. That news we heard today that, you know, you're going to have to wait until next April for a new episode.
Okay, I might not be along for that ride. Yes, I will. I'm lying. Of course I'll be there when it comes on again.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
All right, hi, Baz.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Hey, Don, I got a couple dogs I'm planning to crossbreed. I got a pit bull and a shih tzu. You wanted one.
This is a joke.
What?
Hello, duh. Hello.
And that didn't take too long to develop, no.
Hello.
That was great.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Yeah, yes, we are.
Hey, listen, I got an idea for y'all with your Superman thing there, Don.
Idea, man.
Okay.
Okay. Instead of having him try and, like, do a porno with regular girls because he blew them up, have him do them with, like, superhero girls, like Wonder Woman or, like, that Wonder Twin chick.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
You know, I was just checking our fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your radio up. And some guy, I don't know where where's area code 315?
I don't know.
Whoever he is, he writes, Dear Don, don't listen to those wussies.
I think that Superman's love life would make a great series. Mm-hmm. I think it might be better if you took it down a darker path.
Oh, ah, somebody who's a little darker.
Oh, like the Dark Knight series with Batman. By day, mild-mannered Clark Kent. When America needs him, he's Superman, but left alone to his manly urges, he's just some John hanging around hookers and hiding a dark secret that he's one of the most wanted serial killers in the world.
Oh, my.
And then he goes on, and look at the guy.
Well, you got to give him credit for well-written material there.
The guy has written a two-piece treatment where it says, Detective Number One, Jesus Christ, Joe, her head's been blown clean off. Detective Number Two says, third one this week. If this guy keeps it up, there won't be a two-bit whore left in Metropolis by the 4th of July. Detective Number One, I don't get this. Each time either their head is blown off or there's a huge hole in their stomach. But there's no sign of gunpowder burns. Detective Number Two, hey, look right up here on top where the lower jaw is. There's that weird green goo.
Oh, God.
Detective Number Three, you know, last week, me and Sal found a body halfway up Mount Metropolis with a big long groove all the way down to the bottom. It was like plowing a field.
My goodness. You know what that means? He's been thinking about it all day.
All day he has. Mm-hmm.
All day. Save that email address.
Okay.
Wow.
Detective One, let's go ask those hookers if they know anything. You girls see anything unusual tonight in Metropolis? Do you know who your pal Amber was with? Hooker Number One. I think it was that cute guy with glasses who's always coming around. Number Two, hooker. Yeah, I think you're right. They went down that alley, and after a couple of minutes, we heard this guy going, oh, 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 but it was real loud.
Jesus.
Superman and sex.
There it is.
Love that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Jerry from Maine. I really appreciate your Vegas-style show the other night. It was great.
Ah, we loved coming up there and doing that, Jerry.
Well, it was a good time, and I hope to see you back there someday.
Hey, you know, are we still on the air right now in Portland, Maine?
Yes, you are. The Sea Dogs are on Rained Away.
Yeah, you know what pissed me off? We go up there and we do the live show.
Right.
And the day after we do the live Las Vegas-style show, when we're right in the middle of telling our stories about coming back from Portland, and we are just overflowing with praise for Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm. Except for the jet port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucks. They cut us off at 5:30 for the Class A baseball team.
Yeah.
Sea Dogs?
Yeah, the Sea Dogs.
Well,
yeah.
You know, if they don't get the message, and I know that, you know, they're probably not going to get the message.
I think they're going to. I talked to the program director quite a bit. He said next year their contract's up.
Oh, next year. Kiss
well,
my ass.
Other than what we've had in the past. So.
Kiss my ass next year. You know, we go out there. We do the show out there. The one day that you should preempt the friggin' baseball game, the day when we're talking about our experiences when we went
in
to
Portland.
Your town.
Yes. It's all about contracts.
Yeah, right.
Yes, so.
The Portland Sea Dogs, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to call Don and Mike.
You're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Yeah, this is Hammer Toe. I'm the guy that plays the guitar with his feet.
Hammer Toe?
Hammer Toe.
What do you do, Hammer Toe?
That lady Jean was talking about her daughter hauling famous people around, plays the guitar with his feet.
You know, I'm in a cover band right now. We're mainly doing Little Feet. We're doing some songs from the Footloose soundtrack.
Oh, he said Hammer. Okay, Hammer. So,
and now he's doing foot jokes.
Okay, all right, goodbye.
Little Feet and Footloose.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey, little buddy, how you doing?
How you doing there?
Hey, a clown baby been born yet? Have you been a clown baby's been born yet?
Hey, you're straight up this.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, fantastic. Dueling birds.
Hey, sound good, man.
Hey, same to you, man, my friend.
Hey, little buddy, is a clown baby been born yet? Where's my clown baby?
Hey, aren't we glad to be away from him?
Still making breakfast?
Let me tell you right now, we don't have to work with him anymore. we're far away, my friend. Hey, thanks for hanging up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Keith. I'm calling from Portland.
Yes, hi, Keith.
And I wanted to let you know the opening game of the Portland Sea Dogs, Connie Lee Gifford was the queen of festivities.
Well, that's why they call them the Sea Dogs.
Yeah.
It means the C word.
Very, very good. Yeah. And
you know, she must
the show, and it was great.
Oh, good. Thank you very much for coming to the show.
All right.
Connie Lee Gifford must hate AOL.
How many of you guys, you don't have AOL?
No, I don't.
No. Do you have AOL?
No,
Buzz?
I don't use it.
Rob, you don't have
a
computer.
I have a typewriter.
whenever you sign on AOL, besides the annoying buddy list and the thing that, the pop-up thing that says get high-speed AOL, they always have a celebrity question right on the front where it says welcome and it says you've got mail. And for the last week, every day, it's something new about Kathy Lee Gifford where they have her picture and they say, do you think Kathy Lee Gifford is the worst singer of all time?
They're really beating up on Kathy Lee.
Click here. 10 reasons to hate Kathy Lee Gifford. Click here.
Really, even timely. Though she's not, I'm talking about timely. My God, what's that for?
I don't know, but anybody out there who has AOL, I know if you sign on, at least I have, over the last week, virtually every day.
Somebody's really still got it in for Kathy Lee. We'd actually forgotten about Kathy Lee.
Yeah, well, they haven't, though.
And most publicity she's gotten.
I remember one day I said, are you one of the 300 people who bought Kathy Lee's album?
Ooh.
Click on here. They had, like, the top 10 reasons to hate Kathy Lee Gifford.
All, like, sponsored by AOL.
Yeah, and they're on the AOL welcome page.
Very interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Weird.
Love it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a couple comments. I live in Portland.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say that I loved your show the other day.
Thank you.
And my friend Jeff and I actually tried to go and see you at WGAN, and they weren't allowing anybody in, WZAN. But I had a comment earlier in the show when that guy called up and said that he dated your wife.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you on that.
Thank you, honey.
Bye bye.
2 hours late. We got to move. Thank you, though.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye. I mean, I didn't know a nice way to just
I know.
Ever forward
blow her off. Hello, last call. Don on my show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi.
I got a little scoop for the guys.
You're talking. I got a little scoop for you. You're talking to us.
Hey guys, how are you?
How are you?
All right, everything's fine up here in New York. I got a scoop for you.
All right, what's the scoop?
Okay, I just heard on the radio that Kevin James had a little thing going with one of the former survivors.
Really, with who?
With Kimmy.
With Kimmy? Well, I wouldn't be surprised. He likes to whore around.
Good for him.
Hey, good for Kevin.
He likes to whore around a lot. What was that? Was she on ONA again?
Yeah.
You know, they got a pipeline to that bitch, Kimmy. She is absolutely their hoe.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good for them. I mean, that's terrific.
Yeah, I'm insanely jealous of that. That, you know, we had Colleen from the first Survivor.
Who completely dissed us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was like, oh, I listened to you guys when I was in high school, and I love you, and as soon as the show's over, I'll be glad to come in. And then she never calls again. Meanwhile,
and she totally stiffs us when she came back.
Right. Meanwhile, Opie and Anthony have this girl coming in and performing sex acts on their show. So she boned Kevin James.
That's the word I've gotten.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day.
That's not an answer. That's the word I've gotten.
Yes. Thank you. Well, that's what he must be hearing.
Yeah, well, who knows what he's hearing?
Exactly.
It's the messenger right there.
On Opie and Anthony this afternoon. Well, tomorrow, if we get a hold of TV's Leah Remedy, if she, in fact, takes our call tomorrow.
Right.
Once we find out if she's going on Big Bird's show, if we're still talking with her, we'll ask her about that.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Kevin James has been banging Kimmy. She got a gross mouth.
Kimmy?
Yeah. Kimmy.
Yeah. Kimmy is, I was watching the one last night that's suing. In fact, Dateline did a whole expose on that.
Oh, the one from the other Survivor?
Yeah, where they were talking about, she doesn't have a leg to stand on.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if you've got to get at least one other person to go along with you on something like that, and nobody's going along with her. They think she's nuts.
You know, I'm really sick of seeing
what?
Maybe that Colby made the right move. I don't know. It's Tina.
Tina is just so overexposed.
I am just a big star. Well, everywhere I go, I saw her on,
of course, she's on CBS Morning Show virtually every morning.
The Good Morning Show.
Everywhere, I was in Walmart the other day, and people just come asking for my autograph.
Hello, aren't I wonderful? Aren't I special?
She's filled out a little bit, and she still kind of looks haggard.
I'm seeing it.
She's got nice jugs, though.
What did they say? She's 42?
Yeah, I believe that's correct. Yes, 40.
That is a hard 42.
Right. Well, she got the Mac Davis face happening.
Yeah.
A little weathered.
Big time. A little weathered.
Right. Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, it's Buzz time.
Yes, it is.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
She looks like she should be on American Holler. What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, Midwesterners terrorized by a runaway train.
Oh, man, I've heard about it.
Yeah. Well, I have it. Don't ruin it for me.
Is this still a story?
Well, it's still a story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, what does that mean? The train stopped?
Who knows? You know Mr. Cheese over there. I don't want to spoil his fun.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Does very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
They like to kiss Puzzy. Don and Mike.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
We love it.
Your Puzzy smells like garbage.
Hey.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, everything's fine now, but there was some high drama on the plains of northwestern Ohio this afternoon. There it is.
And I was waiting. And I came into work when this was a breaking story, and I'm anxious to hear how it ended.
What we had for half an hour or so was a runaway freight train full of hazardous, flammable material.
Downtown and a runaway train.
And wasn't that a bad NBC TV movie also at one point, Runaway Train?
Runaway Train, I remember that. The assumption was the engineer had a heart attack, but we found out later there was no engineer. There was no one on board at all. A brakeman had accidentally released the train while changing tracks.
Get to know Charlie.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Where's the brake? Right over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way. No.
Wow.
Get to know Charlie.
Bon voyage.
So this potentially deadly train is slipping through the countryside at 47 miles an hour. Officials tried to derail it, but with no luck. 61 miles and two counties later, an official hopped aboard the train and brought it to a stop. Amazingly, no one got hurt.
Boy, I bet that's probably like one of those hero stories.
The train did slow down a little, down to about 40, because it had to climb a hill at one point, and the law enforcement officials and the railroad officials were following it and tracking it. There were helicopters and cameras, and eventually one of the officials was able to jump aboard the train and go inside and pull the brake lever.